You're listening to IBNX. IBNXradio.com.
You're listening to Sports Roundtable with the SRT crew.
Hey, Big Hope. Is it that time already?
Already.
It's time to start the show, man.
You.
IBNX.
Radio.
We will. Slick. Hand. Tip. SRT.
Hold up.
Woo! Cam will make you dab. Undefeated, now they mad. I'm Mayweather with the jab. SRT crew kicks it like kicks that leave Ronda dipping. Big dog picture like JJ Watt in a game of chicken sports roundtable. Conversation so amazing. Competition so deflated. They looking so Tom Brady. Got facts that'll blow your mind. We roll like the Crimson Tide. As long as every week it's SRT, then we gonna be alright. Bang.
Bang. Bang. Bang. Bang. What up, what up, what up? It's the Sports Roundtable live from the IBNX studios. It's the SRT crew in the building. Thanks for tuning in. 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time is our time slot. And thanks for tuning in. And we got a lot to talk about. It is March Madness. March Madness is here. It is time for all the real sports fans for 3 weeks. Get your lawn man, because I'm not cutting the grass for 3 weeks. I'm going to let my lawn man do it, because on the weekend I will be busy doing my thing. But I got the crew in the building with me doing our thing. We got the interns in the building with us also, and we've already had a technical error, but it's all good. My main man, Slick Money, you got an award last week. I hope you did a good speech. We told everybody you was out getting that 28th year anniversary and doing your thing. My main man, Slick Money.
What up? Got the hand claps.
Yeah.
Give me the hand claps and the intro again, the song. I like that. Because me and Weekend was kind of like rocking to that. Tiff always danced to that. Sexy Man, can you come over here and give you a cheer? I need to ask you a question.
All right, Slick Money, 28 years, baby.
Yeah, thank you very much. Can I get on? Thank you, man. God is good. Yes, he is. Find yourself a church home early instead of late this time. I'm going a little bit early. Get in there with some good teaching going on. Good to see. Tiff, you're looking good, baby. Guys, I want y'all to know, I wish we had cameras in here so you can see Tiff got a shirt and her pants. Ain't nothing hanging over. I'm trying to tell you. When you got your shirt and your pants, done, hold the steering wheel. Don't let it go steering wheel, done. When your shirt is in your pants,
yeah,
that's pretty hot. Well, fellas, I wish you was here. We might trade places, but I'm going to give you this little nugget. I wish you had my eyes to see what I see. Good hey. God Almighty. Somebody should have shouted just Slick. Then. Somebody should have shouted just then. Got some yeah. Superhero, good to see you.
What up, Slick Money? Congratulations, baby.
Thank you, man. Sexiest man on the show.
Pause. They killing you with that.
Agent 3, good to see you. I miss Weekend. I miss Miss Lisa. Jay Jizzle stood in. I appreciate it. I love y'all. God is good.
And you already know the college football champ. But Alabama lost last night in the NFL.
Yes.
Yeah. D-Wee's in the building, y'all.
Man, what's happening?
What up, Wee?
Hold on, you didn't do that right. What are you supposed to say?
What's the champ is here.
I figured today, since I done got 3 straight weeks of intro, I knew it wasn't going to go good. So I was just like, you know, I'm going to let it go.
It's okay, man.
Hey, everybody.
How
what's
you doing?
Happening? Good. What's happening? I'm good, man. Everything's past good.
Oh, really?
34,000 downloads in 16 days.
Boy, stop.
Rick Starr. Go get it if you ain't got it yet.
What up, Rick?
Yes, sir.
We need to bring Rick Starr on the show.
Oh, he's absolutely coming. Yeah, no word. No
Jay told me, Jay is banged, dog.
I appreciate that.
Give me a term. Y'all young folks.
That's it.
You said it right. Good job.
You can't say much better than that.
Yeah, that's
good. Banging can be a lot of different things.
Yeah, but the professor is not talking. Speaking of the professor, the Street GM, my main man.
What's going
superhero
on?
What's up, Hancock?
What's up, Big Ho? What's up, crew?
What up?
Slim. You can see him. With
you. You call him Street GM?
Yeah.
Okay, I like that.
Hey, you know what I call him?
SGM.
World's number one Uber driver.
My man.
Boy, stop.
Yes, sir.
Give me your phone number.
Give me your Uber code.
The week of my birthday, I'm going to need him.
There you go.
You're going to be my driver.
Right? And sports superhero, baby.
There you go.
And you already know who's in the building.
The jewel of sports is in the building.
Bling.
What's up, crew?
What up?
You already know this is my favorite day of the week.
Yes, sir.
You already know.
I love seeing y'all handsome faces in the building.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Good.
Yes, sir.
Man, the crew is in the building. We about to rock and roll, man. We go. Got a lot to talk about tonight. March Madness is here. We're going to talk some Ben Simmons. We got a hot 8-8 coming up that's going to be real hot. I can't wait to get some of those answers. We also going to talk March Madness, who was overseeded and underseeded in the Cinderella pick. We'll talk about that. And some of the players to watch. Let me know who you watching. Then, of course, we got the Jewel of Sports. Bringing the word on the street to the crew and to the world. Then we'll go probably take a break. If we might go through commercial tonight because we got so much to talk about.
Yeah.
But we'll do a station ID. We'll do something like that. Then D-Weez is coming back with the trending, what's trending in the world of sports. And you already know everybody looking for that FanDuel Play of the Week.
Yep.
By the sports superhero.
Got you, baby.
It was some guys down at work arguing today about who they wanted to take. I told them, listen to the show.
There it is.
Don't ask me nothing. Just listen. And then we got a roundtable discussion. We're going to talk about probably the most hyped game coming up this Saturday that anybody would want to see. Golden State Spurs will be playing this Saturday. We're talking Kawhi Leonard. There's a lot of talk about him as well. The Hawks, the number one defensive team in the NBA since the All-Star break. We'll actually talk about that. And who is your NBA surprise? So then we're going to give our final four picks. And, of course, I won last year. And we're going to see who will be the crowning champion this year. So, but we finna jump off into it, baby. The Hot 8-8. This is not Rick Starr, but we jamming anyway.
Yes, sir.
All right, Hot 8-8. The Jewel of Sports going first on this thing. Broncos match the offer the Dolphins made to C.J. Anderson. Are you happy about it? Because I know he is.
I'm not happy with nothing John Elway is doing right now.
Ooh.
So, no, I'm not happy with it. Okay, first of all, they offered him what they should have offered him at first, that little 1.2 or 1.4 million. That's right. All he's worth.
Ooh,
like, okay. For real, real talk. Like, he don't. Man, he don't follow his blocks well at all. If he doesn't, when he gets the ball, the handoff for a running play, if he doesn't see an opening where he could do a quick cut and run up the field real fast, he's going to get tackled. So, honestly, the reason why they basically matched that offer is because they were going to lose and get nothing if he left.
Gotcha. I can see Derrick Henry in that offense, D-Will.
I can, too. Very well. I would love to see him.
Very well.
He takes the pressure off whoever the quarterback is.
For sure.
Easily.
Man.
Yeah. So, Slick Money. LSU has decided to turn down a chance to play in the NIT because they did not get invited to the tournament. Is it fair to other players not named Ben Simmons on the team to not play in that tournament?
They coach should be fired. I mean, it's more to life than the NCAA tournament.
Right.
Being noticeable in NIT would be just as good. I think it's unfair to the students and the student body and the staff that they didn't get a chance to play.
Let me give you a nugget on that, and this may change some perspective when we jumped on this last week. And this is probably on the world of street. Gotta make that disclaimer before Tiffany hit me in the head.
Yeah, she's got a hand right now.
You know, I'm good at that.
But rumors are that Simmons may sign with LeBron. It's getting close. And LeBron made the phone call to LSU to tell them Ben Simmons can't play because he needs to work out for the NBA. So they decided not to play in no tournament.
That's a good move. I'm with LeBron, whatever he do. If you want to get Ben Simmons, get him be the next billion dollar player, let's start right now.
Let's start right now.
Absolutely.
So any seniors on the team that they just.
Better luck next year.
Next year they seniors. They ain't gonna seniors. They
okay,
gone.
Well, he can get rich and let them work for him.
Get a job. Exactly.
That's right. Absolutely.
But you know, rumor is that locker room was in shambles.
Yeah.
Like it was. Yeah. That locker room was in total shambles.
It wasn't in shambles enough. If I was a head coach, it would have been chairs thrown.
Exactly.
Because if the ball don't go through number 25.
Thank you.
Nobody
can get the ball. All y'all scholarships taken.
Yeah, man, pretty clean.
He did a horrible job this year.
The room wasn't tore up enough.
I agree. He needed to tell some paint.
Boy, Hancock, boy, you got
oh, Hancock
passing over there. All right, Hancock, I'm coming to you, man. I'm going to throw you one.
Let's get it.
All right. Excuse my French, but what the hell is going on in New York? Talking about Phil Jackson can coach the home games next year and Rammers coach the road games. I'm go ahead and go off on a rant.
I'm not going to rant. It's just the same thing. We heard this before when he was with the Lakers. And he was talking about maybe doing just the home games and letting somebody coach while they were on the road. Now, Jerry Buss shot it down when he was – this was Dr. Jerry Buss when right. he was still before he was, you know, down under. But anyway, before he passed away.
Down under.
Lord, before he passed away. You know, and they shot that down at that time. To me, Phil getting to that point, man, like he the crazy uncle. I mean, it's
talk about Phil like that.
I agree with you, Steve. I mean, he shouldn't be out of basketball.
He's 70 years old.
And unless he gets rid of the triangle or brings Michael Jordan back, Shaq, get Kobe and them some young pills. The triangle does not work unless you got superstars.
You're 100%
and
right.
New York has one aging superstars, one budding star, and a bunch of people at the Rec.
Right.
And basically, that's our triangle, squares, geometry. It ain't going to work. Mm-hmm. Get a coach in there to run a system. Keep building the team. They man, please. Phil can coach from his house, from
hey, Pat Riley.
Hey, he can, how you like this name, from Dave DeBusch's house.
Yeah, there you go.
The old Nick. I don't care. It doesn't matter.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Go for it.
Why would they do that to the brother that got released and Ram is horrible? At least they were playing under him.
Fisher,
they playing on the Fisher. This dude, they ain't doing nothing.
He was doing too much. Yeah, he was doing too much off the court.
Too much going
but at least they were showing up.
But still,
he was showing up at other folks.
Yeah, exactly.
With
his pants down.
Fisher actually released a whole statement about his name getting drugged through the mud about all that.
They hating on him.
All right, D-Will. Reports has surfaced that Joel Embiid will make a slow return, if at all, next year. In your opinion, between the two, who you think is the biggest bust between Embiid and Greg Oden?
That's so easy. Joel Embiid is the biggest bust in NBA history.
Nah, that boy that played for Memphis bad too.
Who? Which one?
Oh, the B.
I think he. Listen,
he's bad.
Let me tell you the difference. They played. Okay, they actually got in a game, ran down the court, and did something, even if it wasn't nothing. They were in the game. They got minutes played.
The only thing that is classified as MB actually being an NBA player is that he's gotten a check.
Yes, that's it. He was there on draft day. But here's the thing that kills me about MB. He's a social media garden tool.
Well said.
He lives his life on social media. Mm-hmm. He done went at it with Beyonce. Rihanna, he saw, bro, you ain't even touched the court. And you on there talking, I want to date Rihanna. So, Greg Oden, salute.
There you go.
We know why you didn't make it. You couldn't go. He tried. I don't even think MB trying.
He got at least another contract. Slick money. Yo. Probably already answered this question.
I'm going to answer it again.
Do it. Does not playing in any postseason tournament hurt Ben Simmons?
No.
Going number one anyway.
He's a God gift to NBA, college, regularly. Wherever he goes, Harry, he is the man.
He's the man.
He can play marbles right now and be the man.
Lakers.
So I'm just saying, they do cold, man. They hate. Why they hate on that dude?
I don't know.
Because if he was the other race, Lord have mercy, Jesus.
Well, he closer to it, though.
But light skin is in. Don't you get it twisted.
Hancock.
What's up?
I know you're going to love this question.
Come on with it.
Right now, if you're GM, who has a better core for you to work with? Minnesota's, Karl-Anthony Towns, Wiggins, Zach LaVine, or the Lakers, Randall, Russell, and Clarkson?
My turn? Got to say, to me, Minnesota, man. I go Karl-Anthony Towns, Wiggins, and Zach. You know, even though I reserve the right, if number 25 comes to the Lakers from Baton Rouge next year, We got something else to say.
So which three? I mean,
but
so,
okay, right ahead, now, that three, Karl Anthony Towns, Wiggins, and Zach, I think Karl Anthony Towns is on the cusp of being that next hybrid big man phenomenon that's kind of taking the NBA by storm. I love that he got mentored by Kevin Garnett. So that he's ascending. Wiggins has superstar talent. Don't know if he'll ever get to be the superstar, that status, but when you look at him play, it's coming now. Mm-hmm. Certain times you look at it and he'll take over a game and you'll say, man, that's what they were talking about. I can see it. And then when you look at Zach Randolph, I mean, the athleticism that he has.
Zach LaVine.
I was going to say, Randolph can't jump nowhere.
Hey,
yeah,
Randolph, y'all dog me out. Steve said y'all love that.
Zach LaVine.
I said, you put me in prison.
Give me slick. Zach LaVine is unquestioned one of the best athletes in the NBA. Okay. And talent just is, you know, exuded by him. The thing is learning the game. And if he learns how to play, that three can be great. Okay. I really do. I really think it could be. They can grow together and be good.
They will. Are you shocked that Oregon actually got a number one seed?
Yes.
Oregon, baby!
Like, honestly, who? Yeah. Okay, all right. It's a dumb question. But
yeah,
who on this panel honestly thought Oregon, or even saw Oregon play a basketball game this year? Not put your hand down.
Hancock, Horace, you don't count because you watch every college basketball game.
That's what I'm saying.
So you don't even get to answer this question.
You watch one? Okay. Okay. Well, that was a good question. But anyway, yes, I'm surprised because they are the de facto number one team in the West.
Exactly.
That's all what right? We talked about this yeah. year. None because they had nobody else in the West that can compete for a number one seed. And you
other
see,
than Arizona, but they...
But Arizona lost in the tournament.
Yeah, right?
So I agree. But they treated them like a mid-major. If you don't win your tournament, you don't get your good seed. Right? Because that's what the tournament... And why I'm on that, so I already answered that question. What is the credentials to get into the tournament?
It's a moving target, just like Reed, Calipari said it's a moving target. Tiff, last question of the other night for Hot 88. The Pats traded their best pass rusher, Chandler Jones, to the Cardinals for a guard and a second-round pick. Are you surprised that they actually traded their best pass rusher?
Them Pats ain't loyal. No, like I'm not surprised. Like they ain't never loyal to nobody. No, I ain't surprised.
A year early, right? They always.
Yeah, I am not surprised. Do. Them Pats ain't loyal.
And then they turn around and sign the long boy. So pay him less because they would have to pay Chandler Jones what Olivier Vernon got, which is $52 million. And they
but
said,
Chandler Jones was balling for them.
Yes, he was.
Like, that's just so disrespectful.
Yeah, that off the field issue, though.
Yep.
Yeah, synthetic.
But I'm saying, they can blame it on that.
That yeah. part. They can blame it on that.
Look, Belichick is a dictator.
Yeah.
Let's just be real. He's a dictator. And it's his way
or no way.
Very true.
Yeah. There it is. Well, there's your Hot 88, ladies and gentlemen. And, Tip, you gonna want to break that breaking news for us?
The New England Patriots have been trying to get their double tight end set back ever since Hernandez got arrested. So they have now traded with the Chicago Bears and got the Bears tight end Martellus Bennett. And the Bears only get a fourth round draft pick from them, which is kind of weird, but okay. The Pats really came up in that, and I don't think the Bears did really come up at all with that. A fourth rounder, for real?
Mm.
Like, you couldn't get anything better?
Yeah.
The fourth round? So, yeah, it was...
They just let you know they didn't want him.
They didn't want him at all. They was really trying to get rid of him. And then he had some money that was going to hit them against the salary cap, so they wanted to get rid of him. So,
that's it.
Yep.
All right, now it's time to jump into some... roundtable discussion, but before we move on, I would like to let all the listeners know that we do have a number that you can actually call in to listen to the show. That number is 641-552-5072. Just dial that number. You can hear us live here in studio if you're unable to get to the internet. So once again, that number is 641-552-5072. Or you can download the TuneIn app, search IBNX Radio. Click on the first search results, which is Atlanta NX, and you can hear us there, or you can just go to IBNXradio.com. So, and I got breaking news as well. No drum roll, but D. Weir broke a baseball story today.
What? Shocker. Oh,
give my props. Give my props.
Like, that's really shocking.
That's breaking news.
On like, SRT seriously. Page?
Yes, on the SRT page.
What did you say? What was breaking news?
Man, like, listen, go to the SRT Facebook page.
Follow us on Facebook. Follow us SRT on Radio.
How you going to tell me to follow you when I'm on the show?
Because you should have you should be on the page, Mr. Facebook.
I'm not on the page. Y'all don't have me
can
linked
you
in.
He finishes breaking news that I
oh,
did.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Because
like, you be liking pics.
Follow us.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Follow us on Facebook. Yeah. At SRT Radio, and you will get all the breaking news as D. Will broke the story that Barry Bonds beat everybody on the Marlins team in the home run derby, and that was basically Stanton.
$300 million.
Yeah. So.
He did what now?
Beat him in the home run derby.
They had a home run derby at
today.
Practice, basically.
Today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Bonds beat everybody. Oh, he's
the whole team.
Yes,
he's
the whole 60,
team.
He's 60,
right?
He's 60. Yeah.
Close to it.
And he's no longer on them. Yeah. Clear in the clear. Cream yeah. in the clear.
And he is the Steph Curry of his sport. Well, Steph, Barry was.
Steph Curry is the Barry Bonds of his sport.
Oh, right. Same thing. Yeah. Yeah.
He played first.
He played. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I apologize. Yeah.
Nicely put, Big.
But that was breaking news.
Yeah. D. Weir broke the story.
And
yeah.
he said that on our page.
Really? Yeah. He broke the news. Yeah.
Okay. From now on, let me do the breaking news. Because I'm not interested in that.
But. I did baseball. And nobody's interested in baseball.
I need something a little bit more relevant.
I think everybody
just the fact that he did baseball is shocking.
Yeah. I apologize, D.
Yeah, yeah. Cause he,
I apologize,
yeah.
D.
He's killing me, bro.
He is. Yeah. He crushing you right now. I got your back right now, D.
Thank
I got you.
D, I apologize.
Thank you.
Good job, D.
I just wanted D. Will to know that we noticed.
Can you give him a raise? Can you get a raise?
Yeah.
So 1 cent.
1 cent.
All right, man. Let's get into this March Madness talk. We did have some snubs. We did have some teams that did not make it that we thought should have made it. And thanks to my main man, Jansen, he actually put this together for
weekend.
Us. Yeah. St. Bonaventure, Mammoth, St. Mary's, and Valparaiso were not invited to the tournament. St. Bonaventure had a 22-8 record, and they was 30th in the RIP. Mammoth had a 27-7 record, and they was 52nd in the RIP. St. Mary's 27-5. Only lost 5 games.
See, now what I don't understand about that, with you announcing those records, is that Syracuse had a 19-13 record
and 72 in the RIP,
and got a 10th seed.
Yes.
How does that work? I'm really confused.
Oregon State. RPI?
Yeah, there you go.
Sorry.
What is it?
It was actually accurate because the way they selected is RPI.
Exactly. It is. Like, it's for real.
Oregon State, Gary Payton, son goes there. And they had an 18-12 record. 33 in the RPI, and they made the tournament. Michigan, 21-12.
They should let LSU in.
That part.
Yeah.
I think the snub went to team number 2, you said.
Mammoth.
The ones that dance on the sideline.
Mammoth.
I think they won. They beat 5 or 6 ranked teams.
Five. UCLA.
Yeah. Yeah.
Georgetown, USC.
But they won 13 road games.
Yeah.
13 road games, and those top teams, but they lose at home, I think, to 2 weak schools, like she said, which got them, which was so unfair. But I said expand the field, but, you know.
But I'm saying any given night in college basketball, the ball can bounce the other way. So how are you going to hold them accountable for 2 bad losses when they got 5 good losses and 13 road wins?
They got trumped.
Like,
no.
Trump, dude.
Slam.
That ain't Donald, is it?
He doing
Mitchell.
Yeah.
I like that guy. Here you go.
He
Don, I'm talking about Don Sterling. That's what I'm talking about, Don Sterling.
Hey, so Michigan. He didn't say Sterling. Michigan got in with a 4-11 against the top 50 teams.
Alabama had five top 50 wins this year. All right, and they were in the first four out. So how does Michigan get in?
Right.
It's like they take your conference that you're in, look at it, and stack your record up against what the others in your conference did.
Yeah, that's
what's the RPI of your conference rather than the RPI of the actual school.
Right. Hmm. All right, out of the teams that I named, what is your biggest snub?
I got so irritated, I done forgot the teams that you named.
St. Bonaventure, Mammoth, St. Mary's.
Mammoth.
Okay. Hancock.
Yeah.
Who's your biggest snub?
Them.
Yeah. Mammoth.
Yeah. I mean, it did college
don't
basketball.
Do like that.
Yeah, them.
Yeah. Mammoth.
He said Mammoth, yeah.
It's a clean sweep.
I think St. Bonaventure got really robbed, though.
But who watches the Atlantic 10?
I was about to ask that question.
Who watches them? They had zero national TV games this year.
Right, and Mammoth gained a huge fan base this season with their bench antics. Like, I really think the NCAA messed up by not having them in because that would have been ratings.
Yeah, see, that's seeing them. That's the thing about this whole, I mean, you got to have some entertainment value.
Right.
And that's, you know,
my point.
You don't have a bad guy. You don't have a dominant team. You don't have anything. You know, all you really got is your main coaches. You got your Calipari's, you got your Krzyzewski's,
Boeheim.
And Boeheim, people like that, Carolina Roy Williams. Those are the names of the tournaments.
Right.
I mean, other than that, you cheering for Lonnie. Mm-hmm. So that's been my point all year about college basketball. That's why I guess, you know, I didn't really have anybody got snubbed because they've been hitting each other and knocking people down all year. So, you know, really, in one respect, it makes the tournament, you know, kind of, you look forward to it because you look at somebody going to get upset.
Right.
That's the biggest thing I feel. Somebody, not just a 12-5 matchup, somebody's going to get one of these out of the way. We're going to say, wow, you know, big name going to go down. It just is what it is. That's what I was telling you before, and we're getting off of what your topic was.
No.
I'm looking for the schools that have D1 transfers that have gone down to play somewhere because I think that's going to be a key. Whoever can shoot the three well, and if you got people that have transferred from a school, let's say like they were recruited by the Michigans, the North Carolinas, the, you know, Syracuse, the Connecticut's, and they left those schools and went down to these, you know, these lower tier schools, and they get in this tournament. Because in basketball, you have one or two hot players, and they can carry a team. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing I look for when I'm looking in this tournament.
Guard play.
And Vanderbilt didn't even make it out.
Didn't make it out
didn't
of the matchup.
Make
game.
It out the right. matchup game. Who is
2 7-footers?
No,
let me say that. I'm sorry because they play 2 7-footers in college Daniel basketball, Jones, and they underperform. But both of them going to be in the league next year.
Yeah, they already declared
on the bus. Hey, coach, I ain't coming back.
let me ask you this: do you think it's any validity to the kids not really going all out when they know they're going to be first round? They're playing at a level where they think they should have been able to go make money right now. This goes along with my Ben Simmons argument.
We're going to talk about that.
And I mean, just about these 7-footers in that respect. I mean, right. Do you feel like they really go all out? They're like, look, I can't really get injured.
And I honestly think they didn't because Vanderbilt was poised to have a big year, and they totally underperformed.
Yeah. Speaking of underperform, underseeded is what we're going to talk about. Does anybody have an underseeded team?
Gonzaga. They're ranked 11th, and their record is 26-7.
Yeah,
how you got an 11 seed with a record like that? How do they pick this crap?
Well, Gonzaga didn't go outside of the conference like they usually do. Like, Gonzaga used to play the big games because they were the hot mid-major back in the day. This year, they didn't go outside of conference like that. That's what hurt their seed this year, and then they lost in conference. If you can't lose in the WCCC if you're not playing outside the conference. And they didn't do that this year. That's why they got that.
You got somebody?
Yeah, number four, Kentucky. Mm. And I agree with what Calipari says. It's not so much that you hurt a Kentucky when you seed them that low, but you hurt teams that are seeded, you know, that have to play them.
Right.
Like last year we was talking about Wichita State. Mm-hmm. When they ended up having to play Kentucky in a round they shouldn't have.
Right.
And they got beat. You know, because you're having to play a team that's probably, well, as you saw last year, better than you. Mm-hmm. And they're seated, you know, at a lower seed than you, or higher seed, lower seed, however you want to look at. But they're in a worse position than you are, and you end up playing them, and it plays against you. So when you get a number one seed or a higher seed and you're playing somebody, you're willing to, you're supposed to move on easier. But when you run up against that buzzsaw, so that's that. I feel like Kentucky at a four was wrong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, D-Will.
Well, I got two, actually. One is they're not even a low seed, but they should be the number one seed, and that's Oklahoma. You put them in the bracket with Oregon because you know they should be the number one seed. So you give them the weakest bracket in the on the sheet to be the number two seed. But the another underseeded team, Maryland. They got three bona fide NBA players on their roster.
Yeah, they didn't even get a four seed.
They don't play.
I was about to say, I really haven't seen
the talent is there.
Yep.
But they haven't really been doing that much to me.
Any given night, you can, especially one game, those three players could show up. If Melo Trimble's knocking down the shots, that you going inside the Diamond Stone, man, that's a wrap.
Well, hopefully they show up in the tournament then.
Yeah. In college basketball, if you got a big that controls the paint and a guard that can take over a game,
I can see your point. They was top 10 pretty much the whole year.
Right? They number five seed.
So
they got to beat Kansas in the second round.
Yeah, that's
I'm going to be honest with you. When I saw Duke seeded where they are, that's a problem for folks in that bracket.
Ain't no doubt.
I'm gonna be honest with you, and I'm Duke with Krzyzewski's know how about how to coach in a tournament.
Right.
And you look at the teams around them.
Put them in the West, though.
And they out there. I'm telling you, that bracket. That's what I'm saying.
Bracket.
Duke could come out of that.
Yes, easily. Yeah. Easily,
they really could.
Yeah. Slick, who you got underseeded?
I don't really have an underseeded. I just think when you have a one seed, a two is really a one to me. Three is a two, or four is a three. That's just my perspective. I hate the fact that they take so many teams out of their regions. It should be just strict. If you're in the South, play in the South. You don't send a team from Duke way to the West to play. Keep everybody in their region for a fan base and less travel.
I like what you're saying by that because you do keep your fan base. I understand that.
I don't understand why you have to go to Oregon side to play.
Because everybody can't travel.
Everybody can't travel, absolutely. So I think they should do it the legit way of regions. Keep everybody in the region and let the four top teams in each region meet up in the Final Four.
And
if you're number one team.
I totally agree with you because if you look at the bracket, you got a number four seed in Duke going all the way out to the West.
Right.
But you're giving Providence, who's a nine seed, you put them in the East. So they're playing at home, basically.
Right.
So what sense does that make?
Right. And I think who was the school that didn't play? They knew if they played one or two more games in that region, they couldn't have played in that arena. It's some NCAA rule.
Oh, who was that? Villanova.
Yeah. So they specifically scheduled only two games there or three games there because one more game in that region in this year in the regular season, they couldn't have been seated close to home.
Wow.
But to put it in perspective, Kentucky is not in the East. Kentucky should be a Midwest team.
Yeah, true.
Or South. So why would you want them in the East? There are other good teams in the East that could.
As a four seed, though.
Yeah, but don't matter. They can be a four seed in the South and less travel and bigger fan base.
They should not be a four seed. That's what I'm saying. You put them all the way out there as a four seed. And that bracket is, oh my God.
Yes. You gave Texas A&M a three seed who got beat in the championship game.
By Kentucky.
And they had to go all the way west. They were their lower seeds.
We're going
to
punish you.
But we're punishing you, sending you to the west.
So that leaves the question, really, does the seed matter or the location matter?
Location
is everything.
And the teams in the region.
And I think the key is politics, though.
Yeah,
in all the sports.
Well, let me.
Okay, go ahead.
They got Trump.
That should be Kentucky and the West. You're going to send them out. That should be the. Yeah.
Now, in the East, and we talked about this. Oh, no. Actually, in the down in the Midwest, this will be the third year in a row that Michigan State and Virginia will play.
Yeah.
That was set up purposely.
Virginia has. Where are your representatives in the room? Honestly, where are your representatives in the room that you meet up with Michigan State, a team that is perennially in the Final Four?
Right.
You know they
and you done lost to them the last two years
in a row. Right. And you're going to face me up with them again?
And they're going to lose again.
Yes, they're going to lose again.
Virginia is hard and old, boy. They got some bad red
boys. But Denzel Valentine is the best player in college basketball.
Yes. I know that he is.
I want to see him and Brogdon go at it this year.
So do I.
Brogdon's an old school player.
Yeah, I like Brogdon.
I want to see that, too.
He's staying out dorm with no bathroom.
They are.
He does.
Virginia, that's man. They strong.
The Virginia is tough, too. I agree with you.
They're a hard-nosed team, man.
I just don't trust Tony Bennett in pressing situations.
All right. Overseeded. Who was overseeded other than Oregon? Because we didn't.
I was going to say, that's a clean sweep.
We done wore them
out. But Bahars, I don't know why you keep saying Oregon is overseeded. They got a good team. And now if they get up there now and make some damage,
but
then we're going to eat the words that we're saying right now.
You know they don't like Oregon. They got some good guard about Oregon in this room.
They play physical.
Let me
say, you know they don't never say nothing good about Oregon in this room.
They got a team.
I know. Me and you know.
Shots, they won't win.
But they don't ever say nothing good about Oregon. And me and you know that.
This is, I think, well, how about a bit of history? Who was the first team ever win the NCAA tournament?
Well, you got to be Oregon if you're bringing it up.
There you go, baby. Oregon, 1939. That's a long time ago.
Yeah,
but this is what
Phil Knight made some good shoes.
Yeah. He sure does.
Hey, some clean uniforms.
This is the thing about when I'm asking about overseas. I'm just asking the question because Oregon never made the top five this year.
This year.
At all.
And that's fine.
Never cracked it.
Never cracked the top five.
That's why we talk about being no real criteria on
so how are you a top 14 right. And you never cracked the top five.
I mean, D. Will, I think you said it best. They were just the best team out west.
Yeah.
And that's how they got them. So that's why they was trying to use your theory is keeping the number one team in their region.
Right.
And they had to have somebody out west, and there was nobody out west.
But Oregon. But they actually got a good team, though.
I mean, I agree. I know they got a good team. Sleepers, Cinderella teams. Who y'all got for – a Cinderella team. If there is,
yeah,
you know what? You know what? The team I'm thinking, because they got two seniors, and that's Wichita State. Those two boys, Van Fleet and I can't think of the long
Baker.
Hell.
Baker.
Yeah.
Watch them.
Surfboard dude.
Yeah, they been there. That's the thing about it.
But I'm gonna tell you, Ron Baker should have came out last year went to the league. He came back senior year, 14 points a game in the what conference they playing? Come on. So that was rhetorical.
Yeah.
So I'm saying I'm not feeling Wichita State
like
that I
rhetorical
did in the past.
With it.
I'm not. I'm sorry. I want to find
like that.
Who does Wichita face first round?
They had a play-in game last night.
Yeah, they played
and they won
night.
It. Blew out. Yeah, but who they played?
I don't think they know yet, do they?
Yeah,
they got it in there?
It's at the top, man. Yeah, I think who you talking about?
Wichita State.
They play
Arizona.
They got Arizona.
See, that's what I'm saying. They can beat Arizona.
They can. Yep.
Miami's good, though.
Miami's good, but
Miami
not,
gonna beat them.
They haven't proven.
It's something missing.
I agree.
Exactly.
It's something missing.
But Jim Larranaga has made runs in the tournament.
He has made runs. He's that George Washington run.
I'm telling you, I think with them being seasoned, Wichita State has a lineage now for at least 3 years.
Yeah. No, those boys have been in the tournament every year.
That's what I'm saying. So watch them.
What about St. Joseph?
I don't know anything about it.
I think they exit.
Listen, they played in the A-10. They were on TV zero times.
I think they exit. See, this is not a sleeper, but ain't about talking about. I'm telling you, man, Texas A&M got a squad.
And that's who I was going
to
say.
I'm trying to tell you, Harv, they got a squad.
But I'm going
to
tell you who's my
coach. Sleeper. Coach got a disease. A lot of that stuff come into point.
That's true. That's true.
Hold on. Hear me out.
They're playing with emotion right now.
I'm just
keeping
it realistic, Steve.
The energy.
They're
playing with emotion.
Okay.
You got the disease.
Well, I mean, all-timers.
You have to say it sympathetically.
Okay, well, I apologize to Texas A&M family. You know, I didn't graduate, so all-timers goes to the head
Alzheimer's.
Coach. Yeah, for Texas A&M. I think they got something to play for.
Yeah.
And the teams in their conference, I think they don't even have to face Duke unless they beat Duke, beat Oregon. They already beat Oklahoma.
Yeah.
They can actually sneak in there, really. And Kansas is in their conference too, right? Well, Kansas, I mean, it's Texas A&M in the SEC. But I think they can play with Kansas, but Kansas will win. I think so. But Texas A&M, to me, is the team.
Yeah,
I think.
They are West. I mean, that's the weak bracket we're talking about. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So they could make a run. They got Oklahoma to get past, I think.
Yeah, that's going to be
and
a good game.
And then you got, on the other side, maybe either that Duke game. I think Oregon's gonna get upset. So, I mean, I understand what you're saying, but
I agree.
I can see Texas A&M. They could make a run.
Yeah, I'm saying for a sleeper team, that's a good one.
And it's so bad. I mean, they had a great record, so are they really a sleeper? But ain't nobody really talking about it.
Yeah. I mean, you did. You the man. So, I mean.
I'm the man?
You're a sports analyst. You got your own show. You on the format. So, now people
Lisa,
would know.
Did you hear? Tell him to repeat that, Lisa.
goodness. Dude,
man. I'm tripping. Come on, guys. Hey, Horace. Yeah. But Xavier is a team I think you need to look out for.
And yeah. West Virginia, man.
West Virginia. They be balling, man.
And
watch out for MTSU because Jay is in the building. JT actually finna get drew.
They won't make it out the first half quarter.
Hey, were y'all surprised when Villanova lost to Seton Hall?
No.
Slick Seton Hall got a good team, though, Steve.
He had fruit cups. Hey, fruit. I was not surprised.
I was surprised, but then I wasn't. Like,
they got a nice little squad.
I thought that Nova could have won, but Seton Hall got a good team.
They got a good team, Hard.
Like, well, I know. Yeah.
They got a squad.
But this is like deja vu. But it's like deja vu with this Villanova team.
It is.
Once again, they just keep getting these number one and number two seeds. And maybe he don't need to wear a suit on the sideline.
No, it's Jay Wright.
Period. Yeah, that's like,
period.
They whack out the regular season. Yes.
Players have turned over.
The only constant Massimino,
is Jay Wright. Only constant is Jay Wright.
I agree.
Harris, I think Seton Hall make it to the Sweet 16. And they rise, start right there. Yes. Okay. Look who they play now. Go look at the sheet now.
Come on now. They can beat Utah.
They can. You're right, Slick. You are 100% right.
Now, Utah got drugged in the tournament.
Not Utah. I'm thinking UConn.
I'm thinking UConn.
Seton Hall can't get to that Sweet 16.
I'm telling you.
Not Utah. UConn as well.
But then they got to see Michigan State in zone.
When they see Michigan State, they're done.
They can make a good run, though.
They're done.
Hey, you make it to the second weekend, you've accomplished
something. And I'm
saying
of course. Purdue going to give Virginia some run for their money.
Purdue is not a bad team.
They some big boys, Steve. They big some big boys. They going to pound that ball down.
And I'm going to tell you, that's the same thing with Iowa. Don't sleep on Iowa because they're very big also. But here we are talking about big team, and I don't trust Iowa either. Because if you look at their bigs, I agree. Let's not go there. But they big. But if you listen to our conversation, we've been talking about bigs in the tournament.
It's
a lot of bigs in college basketball this year.
And that's the only way it works at. Don't work in
if
NBA.
You got bigs and guard play,
you got to have that guard play.
You got to have that guard play.
Guard play is the most important
thing. You got somebody to take over. And that's why I like your boy out of Providence.
Yeah, okay. And see, that's why I'm thinking about Carolina because – the young cat that's playing Barry's turned his game up. With them playing, Barry has to make the outside shot because they got the size, but Barry has to shoot it because the other boy, what's the kid that's been All-American for the last couple years?
Bryce?
No, the guard.
Marcus Page has had a
horrible year shooting.
He can't shoot.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. He left his shot last year.
He was hurt during offseason. He didn't get a chance to.
But also, he didn't have that ball in his hand.
Yeah, he needs the ball in his hand.
But his jumper broke.
Woo!
Very. Yeah. I mean, you watch it, it's like he's shooting curveball. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
He's shooting bad shots also.
Well, they look bad.
This question is for HM3.
Okay.
Why Duke ain't a sleeper?
Don't nobody sleep on Duke anyway, though.
The reputation.
You can't even put Duke and sleep in the same sentence.
Yeah, the reputation that they have, they just.
But at a four seed, they are sleeping.
See, that's what I think.
I mean.
They shoot it well. See, that's the key. If they shooting it well, because they got a couple of guards that you don't. What's the other white kid? Not
Kennard.
Yeah, him. I'm like, where did he come from?
Ohio.
And okay, he's a player out there, and he's making shots when they count. Yep. See, that's the thing about making the shot when it's needed. Everybody can shoot in that first part of that game.
Right.
But when it's on the line, I've seen him make big shots.
Sounds like you're talking about Westbrook.
He's tough nose, too.
HM3.
That's what I'm saying.
If you look at that Duke bracket, they ain't got to play with two good teams.
I know. I got them going to the Final Four.
Yeah, the only person they got to play is A&M, Oklahoma, and Oregon. They can beat everybody else. So they can make it. So that's really a sleeper.
A&M and Oklahoma got to play each other.
So they're going to knock each other out.
All right, let's get to this Buddy Hill talk real. I mean, this
Ben Simmons.
Buddy Hill.
Ben Simmons, I know. You got me with that Oklahoma. So let's bring this question back up. We'll have to go around the table with this. Does it help or hurt that he's not showing his talent in the tournament? In a tournament, does it help or hurt him, in your opinion?
It doesn't hurt him. They already know what he can do.
Okay.
So, no, he's cool.
He's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I think any detraction that he's getting from not being in the tournament, as soon as he laces them up and goes to whatever these combines or whatever you call them and performs in front of these gyms, all that's out the window.
Yep. Gone.
If I was him, if I didn't make it to the NCAA tournament, I wouldn't play in no way. I understand what we all said about it. I think Ben Simmons' camp went to them as like, he's not playing. Okay? Like, Ben walked in there like, hey, coach, I'm done.
Me, LeBron called?
He might have made the call, but I think Ben Simmons walked off at the SEC right. tournament like, hey, keep I'm telling. Done.
Well, I mean, his godfather's on the bench, so that's all it took.
Yep.
Yeah.
Godfather, godmama of God, angel. I don't care. I'd have told him it's a wrap.
Yeah.
It's over.
All right, so go ahead, Slick.
Yeah, I think it doesn't hurt him.
Doesn't hurt.
When he came out of high school, they already knew.
They already knew.
Yeah, so it don't matter if he don't play no more. The boy gone.
All right, go ahead.
Now, this is a point that Jay Billis, I think, I wanted to talk to you about. Jay Billis, that was that article I said.
I remember the article.
And I agree with him totally. In this day and age, you have to go to schools where they can handle you, and they can handle a big-time player like that. He should have gone to a Kentucky.
Yep.
He should have gone to a Duke.
Yep.
He should have gone to a North Carolina. Somewhere, maybe not North Carolina, but the schools I'm talking about that are used to a one-and-done player.
Yeah.
Because Kentucky you can say what you want about Calipari and about this, but when he brings you into that program, you're going to be ready for the next level.
Yeah, you're going to the NBA after Kansas. That first year.
Or Kansas. Somewhere where they're used to talent that's
extraordinary.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And to go to LSU was a bad thing.
It was.
He
terrible
went down
choice.
There and still didn't get the ball. Right. So if you were talking about you weren't going to get playing time at Kentucky or be part of that program or didn't want to fit in, you didn't fit in at LSU.
Sure did.
You know, you go down in four possessions might not touch the ball.
And I agree with you because coaches who know how to showcase the one and done. Beginning of the season, Justin Winslow last year, horrible. Some click. It was the coach. All right. Turn this year. Brandon Ingram, horrible beginning of the season. Now, possibly.
Number one pick.
Possibly the number one pick.
Could be.
So, to your point, I agree.
Same thing with Cat last year. We didn't think he was going to be the number one pick.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. Yeah.
Hey, HM3, what happened to them boys from Kentucky, the twins?
Oh, they in the league.
They ain't in no league now.
Yeah, one of them in the league. Yeah. The shooting guard.
He's at Carolina. I mean, at Charlotte.
He's in Charlotte.
All right, we got 30 seconds before we go ahead and get this question out for Ben. The best position for him, three or the four?
I like him at a four, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not sure because it's, you know, with the stretch four coming along, he doesn't shoot it from the four. I don't know where he's going to play. He's a basketball player. And I think he's just got to find his niche.
He does have to find his way. Yeah, I think he can find it at a four if he tried.
He just sees the floor so well. I think you got to put the ball in his hands sometimes.
True.
So whether it's three, four, whatever, he's got to be able to orchestrate.
He needs the ball in his hands. I'm going to tell you, he has to play the
He's not a three or a four. He needs to play the LeBron James role.
Okay, right? Good point.
Where he can play, I'm the point forward, Scottie Pippen, but also if I get a smaller person on me, I can go to the four, bring three shooters in, and put them around me and run through me in the post because he can find everybody.
Yeah.
All right? So it's not really – it's a toss-up. It depends on the lineups and the matchups he got him against.
And I think – but you got to find some shooting to go around until his jumper goes.
Oh, yeah, because he can't shoot a lick.
Go ahead,
he
need to get
I agree with D, but I think the style of NBA play now, you got to play all positions.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
So he going to be playing one through five.
You got to be able to shoot the three. You got to be able to do everything.
Right.
And so basically what I think the consensus is that his skill level is so good that no matter – what position he is.
Yes.
If you try to pigeonhole into a position,
it's not going to work.
You're not going to get all his talent from him.
Right. And for the most part, your shooting ability increases when you get to the NBA.
Yeah.
He's going to become a better player all the way.
But when you bring him in, send Byron out.
Yeah. It's going to happen.
Oh, yeah, because he don't do young players.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, man, it's time for the Jewel of Sports to put on that word on the street, man. You know how we do it. The Jewel of Sports with the word on the street.
Welcome to the word on the street with the Jewel of Sports. We are powered by Bleacher Report and we are sponsored by hashtag Real Talk Tees, where we have a shirt for every mood. D, what's that website?
www.realtalktees.bigcartel.com.
Let me jump into some ice cold facts for you. And in honor of Steph Curry's 28th birthday, these ice cold facts are all about him. Steph Curry became just the third point guard in NBA history to win an MVP and a championship in the same season, joining Bob Cousy and Magic Johnson. He also became the sixth player to win his first MVP and first title in the same season, and he's the first since Shaquille O'Neal, and Shaq did it in 1999-2000 season. Curry's 98 three-pointers in last postseason were more than Larry Bird made in his entire postseason career. And Larry Bird's postseason career spanned 164 games.
Kill him!
And he also broke Reggie Miller's previous postseason record of 58. So he crushed that record, which was held in 2000.
And he couldn't play back then?
Right. And also, Steph Curry, he scored 17 points in the fourth quarter of games 3 and 5 in the finals. And he's the only player in the last 40 years to score 17 or more twice in the fourth quarter of the NBA finals. Like, so shout out to Steph Curry. Happy birthday, dude. Let me jump into some athlete word in the street for you. NBA athlete word in the street, Chris Bosh. He does not have deep vein thrombosis anymore that caused him to step away from the game for a while just before NBA All-Star weekend. He actually returned to the Heat bench Monday night dressed in a suit but not playing. But without him, Miami has actually won 10 of their last 13 games. So what is that really saying? I don't really think they're missing him too much.
I think they'll get better with him, but I want him to get healthy.
I do too. Like,
get healthy, man.
Like, I think he really needs to sit out the rest of the season.
Take your time, man. Don't get rushed.
Get them blood clots worked out and stuff. Last week, I told you about the OKC owner and his federal grand jury indictment. If you missed that word on the street, you can check the archive shows on hm3inc.com. Well, the police report has come out, and they have finished their investigation and said that he basically had his foot on the gas pedal and was flooring that SUV until just before it slammed into that bridge support at 78 miles per hour. And it doesn't seem like he tried to avoid that crash. The police said that McClendon tapped his brakes just before the impact, but not enough to slow his vehicle significantly. The police also said that there was no evidence that McClendon tried to veer away before the impact. The vehicle's data recorder showed that he was driving at 88 miles per hour and then tapped his brakes slightly. He had the gas pedal floored until a half a second before impact. The medical examiner's office said that McClendon died from multiple blunt force trauma, but has yet to reveal the official manner of his death because the toxicology test results haven't been released yet. Medical examiners identified that it was McClendon's body through dental records because he was burnt up. Yeah, former Michigan State star Mateen Cleaves, who played 6 NBA seasons, he won a 2000 championship at Michigan State. He's actually currently a music talent manager and an analyst on the television program Inside College Basketball on CBS Sports Network. He is being charged with sexual assault of a 24-year-old Mount Morris woman. He's been charged with unlawful imprisonment, assault with intent to commit criminal sexual conduct, and 2 counts of third-degree criminal sexual conduct. The charges carry a penalty up to 15 years in prison. The charges stem from an incident in September following a charity golf outing. According to documents, Cleaves allegedly then took the woman to a... They all were at a golf outing, and then they were leaving. And the woman jumped in the car with Cleaves, thinking they were all going back to the country club to get their cars. And Cleaves actually took her to a motel. And so... when they got to the motel, he allegedly held her against her will. He then is accused of sexually assaulting her. And then she was able to escape to a nearby room and get help from another woman. So I will keep you up to speed on his sentencing.
That's so sad.
Isn't it? NFL athlete Warren Street for you. Tim Tebow, for the 6th time, has thrown a celebrity golf tournament to raise money for the Tim Tebow Foundation, which will spread cash to 4 organizations dedicated to helping children in need. They just raised $1 million, and in total, ever since he's held this event, he's raised $6.5 million. So, say Tim Tebow strikes again. The Rock and Mark Wahlberg have a show on HBO called Ballers. That show is actually a great show.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. The show features The Rock as a retired football player who becomes a financial advisor to current players in the league. They are actually being sued for $200 million by a couple of people saying that they created a similar show called Offseason back in 2007 and that there are 27 similarities between Ballers and their show. Everett Silas and Sherry Littlejohn claimed that they brought that idea to Mark Wahlberg and The Rock and their managers in 2009, but the project fell apart over a creative credit. They said that the main similarities are that both shows are about football players and their lives off the fields. Both are set in Miami, and both are centered around African-American athletes. So we'll see. If they won't win. I don't think they will either.
And I can say that too.
Yeah. Eddie George, ex-NFL star who is retired from football right now. For the last 7 weeks, he has been on Broadway in the Chicago musical playing Billy Flynn. The producer of the play loved him so much that they want him to be in the L.A. production. So now he will be co-starring with the singer Brandy, who plays Roxy Hart. So shout out to Eddie George. That's what's up. In some NFL couples news, if you've been living under a rock, you need to crawl up under it, because you should know by now that Russell Wilson and Ciara got engaged. Also, a wide receiver from the Seattle Seahawks, Doug Baldwin, proposed to his girlfriend on a rooftop somewhere that he did not disclose. Also, Bucks Jameis Winston and his girlfriend got baptized together. So that was a nice little thing that they did.
FSU.
NCAA news for you real quick. The NCAA... instead of paying college athletes next year, they will basically have a distribution of $200 million that is only going to D1 schools. And this money must be used explicitly for programs that benefit student athletes. There are around 350 D1 schools, so they'll get between $500,000 and $600,000 per school. And this money is going to be used, can be used for scholarships up to the full cost of attendance, unlimited meals for the athletes, snacks for athletes, financial literacy and mental health program, and academic classes and tutors, among other areas that they can spend that money on. So they're not going to pay them, but they're going to give them a little stipend to help out with whatever they got going on, if they need to eat or whatever. Some Olympics news for you real quick. Doping has been running rampant amongst Olympic athletes, and so the Olympics and the World Anti-Doping Agency will retest doping samples from the 2008 and 2012 Olympics to make sure that no cheaters will compete at the Games this year. They will be testing using advanced methods of analysts, and if they find an athlete with a bad sample, they will be removed from the Rio Games and will not be able to compete in those Olympics in August this year. I got hot rumor on the street for you real quick. NBA player and three-time NBA Slam Dunk Contest champion Nate Robinson, he's currently a free agent right now. He's 31, and he actually wants to try out for the NFL. He played football at the University of Washington, but turned his focus to basketball his sophomore year. He played cornerback freshman year. He had 2 interceptions and 34 tackles. He's listed at 5'9", 180 pounds, so we'll see if Nate Robinson actually does decide to try out for the NFL. No NBA team is looking at him right now, so he wants to try something else.
Hey, if he can go out there and do what he did as far as quickness and burst, oh, he'll get a free agent look.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Mm-hmm.
He had 6 interceptions his freshman year. So it's not like he was a scrub. So, but he 31.
But you know what? That's a wrap on your Word on the Street with the Jewel of Sports. We are powered by Bleacher Report, and we are sponsored by hashtag Real Talk Tees, where we have a shirt for every mood. D, what's that website?
www.realtalktees.bigcartel.com.
Appreciate you.
Hey, thanks for that jewel off the chain, man. That's
holy. Is that short enough for you, Mr. Producer?
Oh, yeah, we on time.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
That was actually very awesome.
Perfect. Absolutely. Now we can go to commercial.
Now we can go to commercial.
Oh, wow. She did.
Right. I did. Like, I was like, that was like early. Like, that was, yes, I finished early.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
To the second?
Like,
to the second, baby.
I was watching the clock. Like, let me talk a little bit faster.
Yeah. All right. We're going to go to commercial break. When we come back, we got D. Will with his trending topics and the FanDuel Player of the Week, and then we're going to jump into this Golden State Spurs game this weekend. It's going to be off the chain, man. You listen to Sports Roundtable. We'll be right back.
You're listening to IBNX, IBNXradio.com.
You're listening to Sports Roundtable with the SRT crew. Hey, this your main man, Big Ho from Bankhead, representing the SRT crew. As now you can catch Sports Roundtable each Wednesday night live from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And Sports Roundtable will bring you the hottest topics, the hottest sports information, and the latest rumors that's in the sports world. And you can catch us on IBNXRadio.com. Yes, you can catch us on IBNXRadio.com. You can also catch us on TuneIn Radio app. Just go ahead and download that app. Search IBNX Radio. You can find us. Just search and click on Atlanta NX, and you'll find us there. Please follow us on Facebook, SRT Radio. We are also on Twitter and IG with the same domain, at SRT Radio. If you happen to need to call in, please call to listen, 641-552-5072. Sports update. OKC is beating Boston 105-79. Washington is beating, and that's in the third quarter, Washington is beating Chicago 92-78 in the fourth quarter. The Hawks are losing to Detroit 72-70 in the third quarter. And Minnesota is beating Memphis second quarter 56-40. And Orlando got thumped, or getting thumped, by Charlotte 100-88. And Holy Cross actually won
the tournament for the first time since 1953.
Yeah. Who did it beat?
Holy Cross.
Southern.
What's the score in the Michigan game?
They doing Holy Cross doing what now?
They ain't started.
They beat Southern and beat made Southern? Got the yeah, they made Southern. It to the tournament for the first time since 1953.
Got to win.
They got yeah.
Big Hampton in the tournament, right?
Hampton is in that tournament, boy.
Hampton in, boy.
Hampton in, boy.
Blue and white, right?
Yeah, boy.
Blue and white, boy.
Hampton in, boy.
Yeah. All right, D-Will, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Let's get these trending topics going, baby. All
right, man. What's trending? Hey, since I got so many props, except from Slick Money, of course, on my baseball break today, I got another baseball story.
Give me with this one. Come on.
I got you with this one.
Come on.
Dodger superstar Yasiel Puig.
That's a big name.
Yeah, very. It really is. From the DR.
Okay.
Avoid suspension for his domestic violence charge that he got over the offseason.
They released it.
Yep. He will not be suspended, so he will be there. But he's going to pay some money. But he will be playing this season. Also, Cleveland Browns released wide receiver Dwayne Bowe after one season. Now, why is that trending, everybody say? Dwayne Bowe got $9 million for his one season in Cleveland for a total of 5 catches.
Yo, can somebody sign me to a contract real quick? I can do that. Yo, I can do that. Let me get that.
Now, listen.
Boy, you stupid.
$9 million, 5 catches. But y'all want to know how crazy that is? He made more money last year than Tom Brady. Tom Brady made 8.
Wow. We get out of here, little friend.
That's awesome.
But yeah, I understand it, though.
$9 million.
That's yeah.
5 right catches.
And what's his name again?
Dwayne Bowe.
And he's an African American. Is that correct?
Oh, yes.
This is one time an African American came up.
He came up.
Yeah. Congrats. Can we have some confetti?
Yes. He need a party.
Yeah.
Him and Johnny Manziel was balling.
And I'm not mad at him either.
Oh, not at all. Get your money,
congratulations.
Balling.
Also,
we should invite him to the show.
He need to come because he ain't getting another job. Also trending.
Have him come sponsor this show.
Y'all remember your boy Mighty Mouse?
Yes.
Damon Stoudemire.
I loved him. Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Damon Stoudemire has accepted the head coaching job at the University of Pacific.
Didn't he get a bag of weed in his house?
A couple times.
He was a garbage bag full.
Yeah, like the black hefty outside bag.
I guess you can't just
it was
live
real
great.
We did go break all kinds of stories.
People trying to leave their past in the past.
This was a positive story about Damon Stoudemire.
People try to close those last chapters and open new ones.
He test positive.
He tried to close that chapter.
Yes.
That chapter is closed.
Who got his coaching start when he was with Memphis from 2011 to 2013, and he's recently been with his alma mater, Arizona, and now he got the head coaching job at Pacific. They're in the
WCC.
Assistant coach Snoop, though.
But check this out.
Right.
Do y'all know what Pacific's record was this season?
Can you tell our listeners where Pacific even is?
On the West Coast.
Yeah. There you go. They're in the WCC. West Coast Conference.
What was the record?
8-20.
He needs to start today.
So my point is, why do all the brothers get these jobs that they are automatically not going to be successful in? And we take it as he got an opportunity. Congratulations.
Yes.
But if you look further, you say, yes. Is he getting set up to be fired?
So my thing is, how can he progress to a better job when he's forced to take jobs that he's not going to be successful at? So how are you going to progress if you're unsuccessful at your last stop? He can't get it cut. He can't do it. So my point is, congratulations, Damon Stoudemire, but I feel sorry for you. I would have stayed on the bench at Arizona.
Me too.
And that was your...
Smoking weed.
That's all your trending topics.
That's all. I'm done.
I have a trending topic that I didn't...
Hold on. Let these weird people...
I apologize. All right.
You know Slick always want to shut you down.
I don't mind.
Trending topic about Alabama. Oh, I was just joking. I wasn't here last week, and I did want to give props out to Lovie Smith.
Okay.
I think he's going to turn around that program in Illinois.
He will.
And I'm just trying to tell you.
Yeah, he going to turn around, all right, hold 360 and be right back where he was.
D, there's another African-American that's having an opportunity.
And listen, you're just plugging into the point that I just made. Why do we get opportunities that we know we're not going to be successful?
Illinois is a good program, man.
Name the year Illinois was a successful program.
It's not an S on that.
S in Illinois is silent for everybody that does not know.
Well, y'all,
this is a PSA, a public service announcement.
Yeah, these are intelligent people on the show. I agree.
Illinois is silent. It is pronounced Illinois.
Okay.
Well, Stinky Lincoln. That's
when have they ever been relevant in college football? Name the year.
When the guy with the big beard, what's his name, Steve, with the big mustache?
Talking about Buckus.
No, the other dude after him. Who? It was a younger guy a few years ago.
Ron Zook.
Zook was the last one that had.
I thought they had any juice there.
I thought the boy that coached at the Miami Dolphin was there. They had the thick mustache.
Are you talking about Snellenberger?
He went there. See, that's my point. You just proved it.
But anyway, Horace,
never been relevant. He will not.
I'm glad that he went to college because the pros didn't respect him.
Me too.
I think this is a great opportunity. I think the state of Illinois.
Thank you.
We'll back him. Didn't he play there? Didn't he go to school there? Y'all don't even know.
He coached in Chicago. That's about all we.
And all
Chicago
those
guys.
He's trying to pump this up to make it look good.
Okay.
Just
remember, you save all our shows, right?
Absolutely.
When Illinois turn their program around, I'll make sure I holler at you in Hancock.
What's a turnaround?
A turnaround to me is 8-4. That's pretty decent in college.
Let's get to this fan dude, man. Hancock, you ready?
Ready.
Got you some of that Memphis play tonight.
There you go, baby.
Hancock Slick thought I went over.
No, you good.
Fire me. Send me a fine. FCC.
I'm learning. All right. This weekend, your fan dude players of the week. I'm going to give you an under-the-radar pick. My under-the-radar player for this week is Marvin Williams. Not so well in Atlanta, but he's doing if you look at what he's doing for the Charlotte Hornets, he's doing very well.
Marvin Williams to play with the Tar Heels?
Yeah. Number two pick.
His value is, his ticket is $5,900, and he's averaging about 30 FanDuel points a night.
Wow.
Good. So his stat line is normally around 12 points, 8 rebounds, 1.5 assists, right at 2 steals, and right at a block a game, which adds up to about 30 points a game. So with that, he's your FanDuel under-the-radar player. My stud of the week, stud of the month, and basically stud of the year is Russell Westbrook. Westbrook is averaging in the last 5 games a whopping 46 points in FanDuel. But he has a high ticket, so you're looking at over 10 grand for a player like Russell, but he's well worth it. So if you're going to build a team, these two players together are a pretty formidable group. Those are your FanDuel players for today.
All right, my main man Hancock.
I love how you telling Horace how to do his job tonight.
Yeah, he want to be producer.
Man, he just
no. Of course not. You gotta have a degree to do that. You gotta have a degree, right? Hey, G3, you gotta have a degree.
You don't.
You sure?
Just don't cut. Just don't make us live too early.
like you
weekend,
did.
Weekend
on him.
The weekend. The intern did that.
Pre-show on.
Intern had the pre-show on.
Oh, boy. You know how we go ham in the pre-show?
We be all out of control in the pre-show.
I'm glad intern ain't come to the penthouse.
Intern need a raise.
Oh, my God.
Intern ain't getting no raise before we get one.
Yeah, I was going to say, I got
Stop.
A minute.
I think HM3 getting checks under the table.
I can't tell if I'm still wearing this hat.
If HM3 can get two interns, he getting paid.
Interns are free.
No, HM3 pays everybody. Oh. Come on now. I've been knowing him a long time. He can't even, or can you say something?
Well, if he pay everybody, he owe me a little something. That's right. We talking that. I'm just saying.
I'll pay you some attention.
I'm just saying.
I think the man got a check coming from somewhere.
Yeah, now. I hear you.
I'm going to sit in front of your house and talk to the man.
Well, the only one I'm going to get is the one you saw me play tonight. Hey, another nugget, man. Jason Williams, Jay Williams, I went to do actually interview for the Rutgers job.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
So that's a nugget. But he won't get it, though.
I didn't know he was trying to get into coaching.
Yeah, he wanted to go to Rutgers before he went to Duke. So
he's from the New Jersey
area. Yeah, he's from the New Jersey area.
I didn't know he was really even entertaining.
Yeah, it surprised me.
His gig's so plush, man.
I know.
He talked about the AAU circuit and how jacked up it was.
His book is a good read.
That's right.
Yeah, it is a good read.
But he's really against what's going on out there in that AAU thing. So
yeah, and just to let y'all know, Steph Curry and Seth did not play AAU basketball, so you don't have to play to be great.
But it's fun.
Yep. Yeah, but Steph Curry had a daddy. And the money in the house. A lot of these boys with AAU, you know.
Hey, money. Same thing with the three kids out there on the West Coast now. You know. What's the triplet's name? They're going to UCLA. One of them going to UCLA next year. They play AAU basketball.
I know. I can't remember their name though. Yeah.
Sometimes the AAU is the only way out for somebody.
Yeah, it is.
It's a dirty game. And,
yeah.
But you know, sometimes it's the only way they're getting fed. You know, and then the parents, you know, they got to
free shoes,
free
gear,
free shoes, free you know, Fruit Loops, whatever in the house. Yeah. Mama got to get something.
Hey, they paying water bills, baby.
Yeah. Cupcakes. All right, man.
There's an NCAA who getting free label.
Yeah,
man.
Absolutely. Not doing nothing for the kids.
And they making you come there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Then you won't get a job when you graduate.
They better come pick this. Oh, let me stop.
All right, roundtable discussion. Second hour of the show. Thanks for tuning in. Sports Roundtable, man. We're having fun tonight. This game Saturday. Want to know, we're going to go around the table just real quickly. Are you watching March Madness or are you watching Spurs and Golden State?
Spurs and Golden State.
Steph Curry.
Oh, no doubt. I'm watching NBA.
Yeah, this is the first of three meetings left between them, so I'm watching that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But Mars Madness ain't getting no love.
Not when it comes to the Spurs and the Warriors.
It's really like back and forth with the remote control.
Yeah, when that girl on commercial, I'm going to see what they doing in March Madness.
Absolutely. I got you. Depending on who playing, I guess.
Right. Well, Steph Curry now, on the Kansas bench, I'll probably be watching
March Madness. I don't care who playing.
I'm watching the greatest show on earth.
Man, for real, Golden State is the show.
So, think about this. You got March Madness, and you got Golden State and the Spurs playing. Could possibly be the highest rated game in NBA history while March Madness is playing.
Yeah, and I think it will be.
Yeah, because they keep saying if you had some star power in college, you might have a chance to have something to go.
If Ben Simmons was playing at the same time, he might get some rates.
Ben right. Simmons against that boy with all them teeth from Oklahoma.
Hey, hold on, Hall.
Don't give us no bad emails.
Hey, HM3.
Email is coming.
Now, I know I said some bad stuff. Hancock be killing folks on this show for the last 3 years. Now, y'all dog me out.
No, but Hancock be so smooth with it. Like, it just be a low shot, and he just keep talking.
We should give him his own show, Killing Folks.
saying.
I think people would listen to Hancock.
They call it Hancock killing them.
That's it. Hancock killing them. That's his new show.
But that's star power. Those two, if they were playing each other, then you got something. You know?
I agree.
Yeah, I agree.
Dude yeah, said a dude well, like he a funny looking dude though.
Choose his words.
He's
funny looking
front
dude.
Of Bahamas,
that's where his
what,
mama
did you
is.
Say he chew his words.
He chew his words.
I told that boy stupid man.
Yo,
you see his words coming out of his mouth and they just fall apart.
He said, "What up, my name? With all them teeth."
And you know what's funny when they interview him, the person that's doing the interview be like.
Because you don't expect him to come out with that Bahamian accent.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right, Hancock, we'll start
subtitles,
with you.
Man.
We'll start with you, but so you won't crack on nobody.
He does, man. He what, subtitles when
you talk. You stupid. What are you looking to forward to seeing? What are you looking forward to seeing Saturday in the Spurs and Golden State game?
What everybody's talking about is how to defend Steph.
Okay.
Now, we've heard Popovich say, he's looked at no other team like he's looked at Golden State. But the only problem I got with this, Papa pull a move and sit his player. He might sit somebody important just to prove a point.
Yep.
To prove that this is not a big game. You see what I'm saying? So I really hope they play him at full strength.
Me too.
Because the first game, Golden State blew him out of the water.
Yep.
And everybody anticipated this game.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the thing about Golden State is I think they had the biggest point differential between their scores winning against the teams they beat. And you look at Golden State, who does nothing but score. They give up a lot of points. They play defense, but they give up a lot of points. So I'm looking to see how they defend Steph, if they switch everything, if they fight over screens, you know, just how they play against them. That's the thing. But I just hope that San Antonio plays at full strength. That's the biggest thing I'm worried about is that Pop Pool is one of those Pop Pools.
Yes, I do.
And I'm just going to flow off. Pop didn't have the luxury to pull a Pop.
You understand
he doesn't have it. I understand he's arrogant and he can do what he wants to do because he's done it and he's been proven. But he doesn't have the luxury in this particular game to pull a Pop move. Because if you lose this game, let's talk about what the Spurs are going up against. They got 33 straight at the house, all right? Okay, people say Pop don't care. Yeah, Pop don't care if he loses to New Jersey at home to break that record because he might have sacked two or three people. But you're playing at the house on this weekend, and people don't understand. An hour and a half away, they got South by Southwest, where every hip-hop star in the world, R&B star in the world, is in Austin, Texas right now. So if you don't think on Saturday night they're going to make that hour and a half drive to San Antonio to see Golden State. So this is a bigger game more than just on the court. It's cultural.
Right.
All right. So Pop doesn't have the opportunity to pull a Pop move because, like you said, he got blew out last time. So Golden State won the championship last year. So he has to prove something and hold home court.
But what you say, they got blew out, but he had the one excuse. And what was his excuse?
Tim Duncan didn't play.
Exactly. And that's what I'm wondering because Pop is that type of person. And he'll pull that. It might even play to his psyche of his team. And still, you know, rather than have him at full strength and get beat, and then everybody say, it doesn't matter what they do, they can't beat Golden State. He'll still have this in the playoffs.
Totally understand.
To say, yeah, we lost to him, but we weren't at full strength.
But listen, if he does that, psychologically, he can lose that team because Golden State, you haven't beat them. And you got something to play for at home, all right? The whole city coming out for that game. All right, what they call it down there, the Alamo?
Yeah.
It's going to be jumping down there.
Yeah. All right?
Because we got a loyal listener that lives in San Antonio. She going to be there. All right?
Nice.
She's going to the game. Yeah. All right?
Nice.
Shout out Christy in San Antonio. She's going to the game. So I'm like, bruh, y'all better watch out. It's going to be – it's more than just – and she ain't going to no basketball games.
Yeah.
So it's a lot going on outside the stadium that Pop going to have to think about in the long run.
Make sure she give us an update too. Go ahead, Tip.
Pop isn't about to pull a Pop move. He wants to beat Golden State right now. This is the only team that he said that he can't figure out. And Pop is a genius when it comes to basketball. So with a team that he's saying he can't figure out, I guarantee he is hungry to beat them this weekend. He gonna play every last one of his dudes, and he gonna make sure they playing at 100% because he wants to win this game.
Because he has to figure out a way to beat him.
Exactly. Like, they're going to see each other in the Western Conference Finals, right, and he's going to have to beat them. Right. So they're going to have to win a regular season game before that.
But to your point, they play Portland tomorrow night.
Exactly. See, that's what I'm saying.
That's another big game.
It's back to back.
So I feel you.
And I'm wondering, I'm telling you.
Then if he's going to pull a pop move, he needs to pull it tomorrow night and not against the Warriors. That's what I think he'll do. If he pull the pop move, it's going to be pulled against Portland, not against Golden State.
Slick money.
I think San Antonio will get the win. Lot at stake. I really want to see Leonard and Green and them guys, you know, play well, because attention going to be on Steph anyway. It right. is what it is. And they do to get a blowout, you know. So I think Spurs, I really just can't wait till it's a seven-game series as opposed to just
man,
a
that
one-on-one
series
going to
be good, man.
Because you can make adjustment back-to-back games as opposed to I play you Monday and I play you next month on a Tuesday. I think the series is going to be really important. So this game is important. I think Spurs upset them. Go and beat them.
So they play a seven-game series. We at the penthouse.
Hey, we at the penthouse every day when y'all want to.
Okay.
I mean, go ahead, Steve.
Golden State plays who before? Because it's a back-to-back for both of them, isn't it?
Well, no. Right. They don't play. They play Portland on Thursday. Then they got Friday, and they play Golden State on Saturday.
Okay, but I think Golden State plays it's a back-to-back for them.
Golden State, I think it is, too.
I'm not sure. We can look it up, though.
Yeah, probably Golden State probably does.
And I think it's a good team, too, Steve.
That's what I'm saying. Playing, I think so, too.
And it's a road trip.
But now, has anybody thought that Iguodala is not playing?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, he's not playing.
He played like a couple games.
Yeah, I know, but I mean.
But they ain't played the Spurs.
Played the first game.
Yeah, exactly.
But he ain't played against the Spurs a couple games.
What I love about Golden State is every time people tell them what they can't do, they've taken that challenge and beat the heck out of them or done something. Well, every time you put a challenge in front of them, it's almost like it's like raw meat to that pit bull.
It really is.
And they
man.
Try to go out and prove people wrong.
And they do a good job of it.
And so this is why I'm looking so forward to this.
Yeah.
Is because everybody keeps saying about, well, you know, yeah, Golden State is there, but they only this man ahead of San Antonio. Mm-hmm. San Antonio this, so we got it again.
Mm-hmm.
And they passed every challenge this year.
Yep, they
so
sure
let's
have.
See, every time it's a big game, they pass.
They
let's
pass.
They play happened. The Mavericks Friday.
That's what it is.
That's Mavericks. Who it is, the Mavericks.
I knew they
intern.
Play something like that. Thank you, thank you.
That's what he need to be doing, working. Whenever we say something, oh, what is that? Look it up.
Yeah.
Look.
I knew they had a game.
Go ahead,
D-Will. I mean, Dallas can score.
That's going to be a game. Yeah. It's not going to be a push-up. But your boy, we talking about Pop psychologically. Did y'all see what he put out today? Greg Popovich came out and said that Kawhi Leonard is in the mold of Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, and how we need to start perceiving him on the basketball
court. He's good,
go
dog.
Go to SRT Radio on Facebook, and you will see the article. So that's a psychological.
It's a good segue, too, because we're finna talk about Kawhi, unless you got something to say.
I want to go something before that, though.
Go ahead.
Y'all saw the game Sunday with Cleveland and L.A. Clippers, right?
Man, I got something to say about Cleveland.
The reason I say this, man, I think Doc Rivers should be fired, man.
Think so?
Yeah, hard. He can't do nothing with the Clippers.
Ain't he the GM too?
Yeah,
he is.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard.
They can get rid of him.
He's doing too much.
He got too much talent. Clippers are bad, man. They really are to me. You don't lose by 40 at home to that team now.
To nobody.
Yeah.
What?
Not with the talent you got.
Missing
Blake. At home?
Yeah.
They got drugged.
Yeah. All right, Kawhi Leonard. Article SI. Headline of Kawhi Leonard and basically how he has become one of the best two-way players that we've seen in this era. Also, it also highlighted that he is so humble, he don't do no social media, he still drives a 97 Tahoe, and he is sponsored by Wingstop, and they pay him by giving him coupons for free wings.
Wow.
Yeah.
And he has a $94 million contract. He has a $94 million contract.
I gotta steal one name that your boy called him today. Kawhi Storm.
Nice. That's super dope right there. Yeah.
Now,
Kawhi Storm. That's sweet.
With that being said, with that all being said, I have a new favorite player.
And who
Kawhi
is that?
Kawhi Leonard. Because he give away a contract?
HM3.
No, because he don't care about the fame.
Right, can I ask you?
He don't care about being flashy.
Yeah, he don't care about
the first thing these dudes go buy are Bentleys and souped up cars, and he's still driving his 97 Tahoe.
He drove
it stupid. He calls it the gas guzzler.
That's the thing on that paper that you read. That is, you're worth $94 million, you driving. Boy, sit your dumb brrr down. Man, get out of here, man. Man, give me $100,000. I'm finna. Come on, man. I understand you reserved. I get you. You reserved. You ain't out there. But bruh, come on, man. Like we in 2016, man. You know what I'm saying?
He driving a 97 Tahoe. At least get a newer Tahoe if you like the Tahoe.
I respect you, bruh. Like no, you get none from me. L7. Why you better
go ahead, Slick.
This is silly. Hey. I want to cuff.
HM3,
count to 10. Yeah, rub your ears.
We moved to this new location January the first week, right?
January 6th was our first show.
But I remember, if I'm not mistaken, I think you need to pull this show up because I could be wrong.
HM3inc.com.
There you go, Mr.
I need to pull it up?
Well, somebody, because okay. I'm going to say something that make you one might want to pull up.
Okay.
But I thought the debate was Green was better than him when I was arguing with my Conrads here. Did that conversation come up?
Green who?
Green that plays for Golden State against Kawhi Leonard. We had this conversation.
How you quantify who the best?
I truly believe we had this conversation on the show about which one.
Well, I'm saying, how you quantify?
What's the point, though?
The point was that who was the better player.
Okay, we have to talk about that at another time. But what would you have to say about it?
This is really proving why he is the best player.
Better than Green?
In a lot of ways.
Okay.
They just play different games.
Yeah,
I think it's really the team that you're on
and the system that you're in.
You in it makes it different.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's my point. Because I think it's Green with some other teams, he wouldn't be doing what he's doing. Uh-huh. Steph is making all of them
Kawhi
good.
Was with another team.
Yeah, he wouldn't be. Yeah,
them dudes.
Yeah.
Really, yeah. Them dudes.
He showed up in the playoffs that year.
The championship that he won, he made the run, though.
Well, I'm saying we didn't expect
that. Right, showed up then.
Kawhi Leonard
MVP. Yeah,
right, that's my point. But I'm telling your boy.
Don't cheat him, though. You know,
I'm not cheating him.
Who on his team?
Yeah, exactly. Three Hall of Famers.
So that supposed to make all the difference in the world?
It makes a huge difference.
So Golden State don't have no future Hall of Famers?
Paul
George was in that lineup playing for San Antonio, what would happen?
LeBron James.
Exactly. So you talk about what's lined up. We can always say plug and plug and play. But if Paul George played where Kawhi Leonard played,
he'd be
because he is a better player than Kawhi Leonard.
Exactly. They'd be trying to give Paul George a $200 million contract.
Let me say it like
go
this.
Ahead. 200.
Let me say it like this. Now, I like Kawhi. My favorite player was Jimmy Jackson. And he's not probably nobody's favorite player, but he was mine.
Right.
So he ain't got to be the most popular player.
Right.
That's just how I wrote. So now, this was something that was brought up. And so let's just make sure we listen to it without bias. Can we name in today's game or in NBA history, the person that we want to take the last shot is the same person we want to defend the last shot?
Oh, I got a couple. I'm taking Michael Jordan. He's definitely taking.
I thought
Kobe
you said
Bryant.
Right now.
He said all time. Yeah, he said
all time.
Because Kawhi Leonard is.
We can say
that right now.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm taking. You can give me Mike. You can give me Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
You can give me Scottie Pippen. You can give me Ray Allen in his younger days. You can give me Kevin. You can give me Kevin Garnett.
Yeah.
It's a lot of players who were two way players that were Paul Pierce.
Paul Pierce.
Yes.
No. We talking about.
Talking about
defend the last shot. Yes.
I don't know.
Garnett wasn't taking no last shot with Ray Allen, another boy.
We talking about wing players.
Okay.
But I don't know if Paul Pierce is a great defender. I'm not saying
he was a great defender,
but he won't go. Garnett ain't gonna take the last shot with Ray Allen and that boy on the same team.
What I'm saying is the person who's defending the last shot normally is a defensive player of the year. And normally is on the first team, defensive team.
And I don't think did Garnett make all defensive teams.
We just talking about first team. So
he won defensive player of the year.
Yeah. One time?
Yes.
He was a good defender. Yeah,
yeah. Defensive okay.
But we talking
the
about
year.
The wing player because it's hard to get the big man. Right.
Yeah,
you know,
I understand what you're saying. Right. I understand what you're saying.
So we know Jordan, Kobe.
Right. I had to give some more
Yeah.
Maybe Drexler.
Drexler.
Back in the day.
Yeah. Okay, but the point is, it's a short list.
Yeah.
It is a short list, yeah.
And I think Kawhi, I'm not going to anoint him. If Steph can't be anointed, I'm not anointing Kawhi.
Oh, ain't no doubt.
So that's my point. Right. I like Kawhi. Don't get me wrong. And I hate that it sounds like it. I think Kawhi is a beast. But I think Kawhi is had the benefit, like I said before, when you got the best coach in basketball, it helps you.
Yes, it
does. If my boy plays Davis, if he played under Popovich,
oh my God,
it's a lot of that they're in the right system in the right time with the right coach.
Man,
it is because Kawhi's game has him and Jimmy Butler right now. Game from when they came into the league to where they are now.
The man has ascended leaps and bounds.
If they preceded the draft, they'd be top three.
Heck yeah. Oh, my gosh. Easily.
Easily, both of them.
Yes.
But, you know, that's because of the work ethic and what they've done. Jimmy Butler playing under
Thibodeau. That was awesome for
him. Yes, it did. That brought his talent out.
So he had a good supporting cast also.
So let's do this, and we're going to probably have to do this because it's basketball season. We're gonna have a segment or a show where we talk about if certain players played with certain coaches.
Ooh, that'd be nasty.
Man.
You know what I mean?
That's nasty.
Or who benefited the most from their coach. Because a lot of times we get tied up in the skill set of a person and this as a person and that as a person. And we got to make sure that we understand that It's a lot of equations that go into that formula.
Tony Parker,
very much so.
You know, it's a lot of equations that go into that formula.
You know what the way we always quantify this argument is how we put players in bad situations on good teams. Imagine these players being in bad situations. Put Kawhi Leonard as a top three pick going to a Philadelphia.
Yeah,
that's dysfunctional.
Right.
Well, where does he come? Because we expected nothing from him in the beginning.
Exactly.
Right. So does he fade into obscurity?
Right. And,
probably.
Because
Greg Popovich is the one that brought out all of his talents with his system.
And also because of his personality traits as being a reserve.
He's so quiet.
Exactly. Like, he might get there, get lost in the shuffle, and not assert himself to be that great.
May not have that mentor that understands that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Push the wrong buttons and things
like
that.
Push the right buttons to make it, hey, boy, you great. Go be great.
Yeah.
The one thing I heard that they credit Kawhi with was that Popovich told him when he became a great player was when he understood every play that was called for him, he didn't have to score.
Mm-hmm.
He could make someone else better. And that's when his game blossomed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Kawhi is a bad man. Don't get me wrong. I think he's one of the top players in the game right now.
Yeah, he's great.
So I don't want that to get twisted.
His game is deadly.
Yeah.
And that's what he's assertive. He's assertive.
And he goes after
it. And if you see his game, it's so efficient. You know, second in the league in 3-point percent.
He got some Dr. J in him too.
Yeah, he does. He got the big hand, but he does.
He'll move that. He got some Dr. J.
And he said he didn't want to cut his cornrows because that's him. He don't want no endorsement.
Yeah, he said he had him out there. Didn't he do it for Carmelo or something? Yeah, or something
resembling Carmelo
when he came in.
So he said he didn't. Only he just want them wing stop them coupons and. They say when he lose them, he freaks out.
Hey, but listen.
He be tripping.
Listen, let's not give him Kawhi boy status now. There is pictures and videos of Kawhi Leonard in the club with a bottle in his hand doing the Johnny Manziel.
But he keep it low.
I understand. But if it's
get
okay.
Low.
Hey, listen. just because you like him, it's okay for him to do it.
Right. A-Ball MJG, my favorite rapper, but they smoke weed and I don't, so.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, they promote it.
But he's not a choir boy. It's my whole point.
Yeah, I understand. You know what I understand saying? What you're saying, but yeah.
He's not a choir.
I know you're putting it out there like that.
Yeah, I'm putting it.
And he's from Los Angeles, so.
He a West Coast man.
Yeah. I wanted Kenny see. I want Kenny do that damn smoke. Like that.
Yeah, he smoked.
Yeah, when he did, yeah. Hey, it's going to be a great game, Saturday. All right, let's talk about the Hawks, man. Chris Humphries on the team. Helping the rebounds. They are first in the league.
They needed somebody his size.
They're first in the league in defense now since the All-Star break. And they are actually beating Detroit by 5 with 7 minutes left. Memphis still losing. Cleveland squeaked by Dallas. Washington blew out Chicago.
And Slick, you said they should fire Doc Rivers, but they may get another L tonight. They playing in Houston.
Yeah, that's going.
That's going to be high scoring. Yeah. Your thoughts on Chris Humphreys, Tiffany, how he has he helped the Hawks, in your opinion?
I actually like the fact that they picked him up. Like, they needed somebody with his height. I mean, he actually been hitting three-pointers. Like, he's actually been helping them.
Yeah.
Like, so, I mean, it was a good move for them. I mean, didn't they win, like, their last 7-9 games, something like that?
Yeah.
So, I mean, they've been balling lately. I've actually been kind of impressed with the Hawks' little run that they've been on lately.
Hancock? Street
yeah, he
GM?
Helps them, man. I mean, he fits in with what they do. The Hawks just got to get an upgrade in talent. That's to me. And how they do that, whether that's – you know, get rid of people, whatever, but they just got to get more talented. That's the only thing I think. System players they got, you know, they're going to be a tough out.
Yeah, I got you. D-Will?
Yeah, he helps them. Like I say, his role coming in was to be the garbage player. So for him expanding his game out and knocking down threes is only a plus. He wasn't finna come around and make the Hawks a contender.
Right. Yeah.
But for what they were able to pick up in free agency and in, during the trade deadline, he was a great pickup for them. Mm-hmm. He's a better Muscala.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
He can bang better. Just, he can rebound better.
Yeah.
And if he's able to step out and hit threes like Muscala, like you, that's an upgrade. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he's tough.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And the thing is, he brings personality to your team off the court because of what he did off the court. Even how you look at it, whether it's good or not, the Hawks have zero personality on that team. Zero. So he brings some excitement to have somebody talk about something.
The reality show.
Thank you. You know what I'm saying? So who else would you talk about off the court on the Hawks?
So would you? They going through his phone watching Kim K in the old days?
Oh, man.
Yeah, because you know he saved the stuff. Listen, you know he ain't deleted.
They got the Ray J video.
You know
on.
He ain't deleted none of that stuff.
I did that. Why not boast?
Yeah, you know they asking him all type of stories, and he telling hey, man, everything.
Y'all listen, y'all watch.
Boy, he telling everything.
Watch the Kim K comments, cause you know that Slick girl.
Oh, that's right.
Y'all
always disrespect people I love. But if I say something about one of y'all people, you want to tell Jesus get down, and then I get up in his place. Really? That's right. Shake your head. All
right, Slick, go ahead about Chris Humphreys.
I like you,
okay. Hey, the Hawks are a contender now. They're starting to look like the team they were last year.
That's true.
And the people in Atlanta's getting excited again.
Right.
But they're going to finish in like sixth or seventh place.
You lined it up. You knew it was coming. Bow, and there it is. Shoot him. Shoot him. Boom.
What I'm saying, did I say something wrong?
No, you just said that bow right at the end. You had that bow right at the end.
Well, you said that one up good.
Yeah. You said the Hawks are a contender. It's sounding real good. The Hawks are a contender now.
See, I was wrong, Steve.
No, I mean, that's your
guy. Because they're going to get drugged by Toronto.
They're
going to get drugged by Cleveland. They're going to get drugged by Washington. Chicago's still going to drag them.
They're going to be drugged by Washington.
See, everybody.
If they make Washington make a playoff, they still might be a little dangerous. Yeah.
Bradley Beal just ain't eat the injuries.
Right, I think it's something going on there. Y'all think something going on in Washington.
Yeah, something going on in the locker room.
Speaking of folks who lost their game, what happened to that boy at Oklahoma City? The African boy.
Ibaka?
His game just gone, basically.
He turned into a jump shooter.
Yeah. And he's so busy trying to.
Everybody watching Golden State.
They got trying to spread the floor.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody trying to be like them. Yeah, everybody trying to be like them.
They got rid of your boy before him, though. I mean,
Steve, your boy is shooting threes every game. Yeah. The boy played for Sacramento, the big boy.
Yeah,
he's stepping out shooting three. They're the Golden State. They should kick Golden State out the league.
Yeah.
They got everybody thinking that they could just
shoot threes.
That's what I'm saying.
For real, they got everybody thinking they can shoot a three.
He hitting a couple
of but no, seriously, Golden State, like, it's really bad because Porzingis is now taking Steph Curry's tunnel shot.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell are you doing that for? You don't need to be doing that. You need to be underneath the basket.
Can't nobody think for themselves now.
Everybody
just follow
that boy just to mess it up for everybody. He done mess it up for everybody.
Like, for real.
I shouldn't have said monkey.
But hold on.
Person see, person do.
Yeah, but let me say this, though. Slick, I swear, you do your job well on this show.
I'm sorry.
You cracks everybody up.
I ain't trying to crack nobody up. Steve is the funniest dude I have seen in my life.
But boy, I tell you, I be getting them texts and phone calls about Slick Money. I don't get about Hancock.
And that's why I told you what I told you last week, Tiff.
I mean, hold on. First of all, when Jay Smooth said it, he said he was going for 50 that last week. He went for about 40. Mm-hmm. But Steph Curry is back.
Yeah. Welcome back, Steph. Thanks.
Splash, and right? look, now he can't say Golden State best in the league.
And tell you a splash, brother, but you don't shoot no jump shot.
I know I don't have much time, but I gotta say this.
Go ahead.
I'm sitting with four intelligent people. Seriously, this is real talk. This ain't no sugar coat. This is real talk.
Sound like sugar?
No. Cocky guns. Cocky guns. Cocky guns. Everybody in this room is pretty intelligent, and I don't consider myself that individual. I fit in where I get in. Let's be realistic. Whether it's piggybacking or saying something at the right time, ain't nobody trying to be funny. I'm just saying what come up. So what I'm saying is I'm privileged to be sitting with four intelligent people who know sports. So I got to squeeze in what I can to say what I can. But y'all know I'm telling the truth. So if I die tonight, let's keep it realistic. This show is going to go on. Come on, HM3. If I die, six man going to come in here, Lisa and Weekend, y'all going to keep it going.
Y'all gonna take a couple weeks off.
Then I'm gonna have to do my whole thing in my Slick Money.
Then we gonna have to interpolate Slick Money.
All right, man, it's time to do the final four page. Y'all all the same. Sports Roundtable, man. We ain't having fun. Hope you're enjoying the show. Thanks for tuning in. This is our second hour on the show. We got about 20 minutes left, but we about to jump into these. Final Four, March Madness is here.
You got one, too? You want a plane? I got plenty of them.
See, you got a blank. All right, Slick, go ahead and start us off.
Did you got one? Okay. You got one, Steve? My Final Four. Final Four, I'm taking out of the South. I'm going with Kansas. Out the West, I'm pulling the Slick upset. Texas A&M with the coach not feeling well. Little something special there. And on the East, I'm going with Kentucky. That was just so good how they played them boys, man. Kentucky played some ball, Steve. They starting to scare me. That number 23 pretty good, man. Guards are pretty good.
Yeah, they both on NBA players next year.
Yeah, and then out of Midwest, I'm riding with Michigan State. And then the championship game, I'm going with Kansas to beat Texas A&M. I'm taking Michigan State to beat Kentucky. And for the national, for the marbles, I'm taking Michigan State and Valentine to win it all.
Be real. What you got?
All right. Yeah, I'm going Kansas, of course. And coming out of that bracket in the South. I'm going Oklahoma in the West. Midwest, I'm going to roll with Michigan State just because, man, they just proven in March. But this East bracket, man, I'm torn.
Like, yeah, it's...
Because possibly UNC and Kentucky cannot make it to that game. Yep. Kentucky got to beat Indiana, and UNC has to beat Providence. So they may not even make it, but they are the favorites. And just talking with my co-host here, I love y'all. And breaking it down to guard play in the tournament. And Kentucky's guards are just playing so much better than UNC's guards at this time.
Yeah, I agree.
And then when you look at UNC's strength, which is them getting up and down the floor and their athletes on the inside, they really do get locked up. If you look at Kentucky's front line, they're long, big, they're athletic, they can guard up, they can run. So I'm gonna go Kansas, Oklahoma, and I'm gonna go Kentucky and Michigan State. I'm gonna go off the limb.
Okay. Hey, don't forget your West Virginia boys, the same bracket.
You can change the name.
Yeah, I got a right reserve to change.
Yeah.
You got your own show, so you can do whatever you want.
That's right. Your own segment. That's right.
Go ahead, Hancock.
Yeah, I have coming out of the South, I have Kansas like everybody else. Out of the East, I got Kentucky coming out, and I echo what D. Will saying about the guard play.
You mean he looked at your sheet?
Do I know? But I got Kentucky coming out of that because I think the coach is going to be the key to that game if they play Carolina. And you look at Roy Williams, something about Roy Williams to me is just big games.
I don't really trust him.
How many championships he got?
He got two.
Yeah, but I don't.
And how many should he have?
He had about four or five.
He had zero at Kansas.
And that's
he should have won a cup at Kansas.
I don't go that route with him. If they're going to match up, I'm going to go there.
Okay.
Out of the West, I'm going to throw a little monkey wrench and take Texas A&M.
Come on, Hancock.
Yeah, I think they're going to beat my man who chooses his words. My man Buddy Hill, baby.
Man, see, you got the same pick.
But I think I got Texas A&M coming out of there. And in the Midwest, this is a shock. I think this is the year that UVA gets past Michigan State. I'm taking Virginia. I'm watching them play this year. They play well. I like that they play on the string. And I think they have enough outside shooting. I don't know the kid's name with the straight up hair. Talk to him, the red guy.
Paredes.
Yeah, he has a funny name. Yeah. He can shoot.
The point guard.
Right. He spreads the defense enough. Brogdon can get to any spot he wants to on the floor to score. The other big kid with the hair. College basketball.
Gil.
Tenacious on the glass, plays physical defense. I really like UVA. They play a good style of basketball.
Hey, and the thing, don't go on yet. Well, you just gave a speech about the book. You trust Tony Bennett?
I'm just trusting the kids. I understand about. I agree with that.
Yeah.
If it was a coaching matchup, it definitely would be Izzo. Okay. H to the Izzo, baby.
Hey.
But the thing about Michigan State. Valentine to me is he's a great player. But I don't know. Watching them, I'm worried about the shooting.
If Forbes is off, they're going to hurt.
That's what I'm worried about, the shooting.
Entering three. I love Steve Peake, but you know what scares me about Virginia? That second game is a tough match for them. Butler's going to play them, and if they get past Butler, Purdue is going to play
Purdue
them, man.
Big.
They big, Hall. They whole team going to get in foul trouble.
They big. But I just don't know them playing in the big.
They got three 6'10", 7-footers. That can handle the ball, man.
I'm just worried because they played in a conference, that Big Ten. I just don't.
I got you, Steve. Yeah, yeah.
The big boy Hammond's going to be a top 10 pick.
He's going to be a top 10 pick, right? Yeah.
Yeah,
go ahead, Tip.
Tip!
Well, shoot, they broke down the teams I picked already. So, in my final four, I got Kansas, Kentucky, Oklahoma, and Michigan State.
Wow.
In my finals, I got Kansas and Michigan State, and I got Michigan State winning it.
Did you Rocket say who win?
No, I didn't.
Rocketeer.
I'm going Big Blue Nation.
We got the same pick.
Yeah, Big Blue Nation.
All right. Y'all two got Kentucky.
Yeah.
Yes.
Heck yeah. I'm going with Buddy. I got
Steve.
You and Steve got the same
thing.
So, y'all two pick UK to win it all.
I took Michigan State.
You take Michigan State.
We know you're taking Duke.
No.
I schooled y'all last year. So I ain't no sense schooling y'all. Ain't no sense schooling y'all 2 years in a row. All right. I'm going with Kansas. Senior leadership is the biggest thing. I'm with Steve. I just trust the kids. As seniors, you should just know at this point.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm taking Duke. With the easiest way to get to the Final Four, I'm just going to trust that Krzyzewski can get them there. I just don't think they can get past Kansas because the depth is going to kill Duke in the end. In the East, boy, it was tough. I went with Xavier coming out of the East.
Xavier got a score on you, all they do.
Yeah,
yeah, okay.
I just think that the gauntlet that Kentucky and North Carolina has to go through and playing West Virginia, I just went with Xavier because I just couldn't pick UNC.
Yeah. I was really one. I'm like, so what? You really picked Xavier because why? He picked Xavier because he couldn't pick USC.
Go to the Final Four because he didn't want to take.
You know he ain't taking Carolina.
Hey, and I'll tell you the sidebar. Xavier's not a bad pick.
No, they're not
because,
a bad pick
because with them coming out of the bottom of the bracket and with them having to go through the gauntlet up top, it's possible.
That's my.
Yeah, it is possible.
But
yeah.
The thing is, Xavier has good guard play. Very good guard play. They're veterans. But I just don't like him against like West Virginia.
Yeah, that's my that's me too.
My problem is,
that's what I think too.
Because Seton Hall beat them later in the year when Xavier was rolling.
When they were rolling.
And that when they got beaten, I think they got them pretty good.
They did. Man, Seton Hall been balling.
Yeah. Ever since then, I think I lost some fruit cups. I've been kind of different on that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't know if they really you know, I think they got a good basketball team. But some teams, like I said, it's their chromosome missing.
Yeah.
So, and this is big time college. I mean,
the lights are on.
The lights are on. So I'm wondering, because that was a big stage. Yep. They had stage, just, weren't they number one at the time or something? Or they were
it was close.
Yeah.
They couldn't handle the pressure.
Hey, exactly.
Hancock. So yeah. Do he have time to change his pick? Because we're going to give you time now to change it.
No.
Now, Xavier going either going to go to, they're going to get eliminated either in the Sweet 16 or the Elite 8.
The only thing I'm worried about really is who wins the championship.
As long as North Carolina don't get there.
That's sad.
And you know what? North Carolina could, though.
That part, right?
That part.
They could.
And they could.
Yeah.
They be realistic.
Yeah.
They
can. Preseason number one.
Yeah.
So this is the year where we thought a weak team might sneak in, and they not.
It's not going to happen.
It ain't going to happen. I looked at it. Ain't no way, man.
Yeah.
It might be all the top team. Really might just get
there. Oh, it is. That's what's going to happen. It ain't going to be no little Cinderella story with a 16 seed.
And I'm going Michigan State coming out.
Except Oregon.
Michigan State coming out of the Midwest. So I got Michigan State, Xavier, Duke, Kansas, Michigan State, champion, 78, 72.
There you go. I like that. And so the thing is, that's Michigan State, right?
Listen,
and that is, if it does go that score, Michigan State is automatically winning. If you keep it at 78, 72, you know, because they want to keep the game low. They want it low scoring. They want that Big Ten basketball.
Yep, and
Kansas wanted in the 100.
They want to run.
Yeah, they wanted in the 100.
They want to run. So.
Hey, but on the side note, well, y'all saw that dunk Wayne Selden did?
Did you see his uncle's reaction?
Oh, yes.
His uncle's reaction was better than the dunk to me.
It was perfect because he boomed on him.
So those are our final four picks, man. And D-Witt, the only one got to reserve the right to change his pick, so.
Yeah. And yours was Xavier, too. You can change it.
No, I'm not changing
it. It appeared right here.
Y'all hear that. I hold the right to reserve because I'm torn.
Exactly.
Because I'm torn. That's
but you can't wait till the team win and then pick.
I got to do it next week.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, man. So any last minute nuggets? BJ Raji is retiring from football.
That's what I heard.
I'm mad the Wizards just beat the snot out of the Bulls.
That's I heard. Hey, did y'all hear ESPN saying that the analyst said that your boy is Sherlock Hall of Famer? The receiver for
Kevin Johnson.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, it's time to get out of here now.
You didn't think he was?
Shut it down on that one.
Not the first ballot. Not I mean, I know he's going, but yeah, not the first ballot.
If he don't go first, he's going second.
If he goes in faster than T.O. gets in, it's a travesty.
Yeah, that's what I said.
And the whole committee needs to be fired.
They need to abolish the Hall of Fame.
Seriously.
Just turn it into a real museum.
I think T.O. personal life going to hurt him.
For real.
Yeah.
T.O. personal life crying on TV gonna hurt him.
But that has nothing to do with the Hall of Fame.
Yes, it does for some people who select.
Well, I'm saying let's talk about the people in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, well,
bad ones up in there.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, we're gonna do it next week too. All right, shout out. Man, we got two new listeners, man. Shout out to Carissa and Carmen. They are all the way live with Sports Roundtable. Ladies loving the Sports Roundtable.
What's it mean?
Carissa,
you know?
Carmen, what up?
They here now?
They here in Atlanta? Okay.
Yeah.
Welcome. Thank you.
Shout out to my crew.
What up?
The best in the world. Shout out to Six Man of the Year. Appreciate them 40 you dropped last week. Shout out to Lisa. Shout out to my main man, Jansen, man. Y'all doing a great job. Thanks for hanging in there with us. Big things coming. Trust me when I tell you. Shout out to my fam. My fam be listening in. Got another fam down there in Albany checking out the show. Got my fam in Clarksville, Tennessee. Shout out to my cousin David Davenport, Austin Pete making the tournament. And that's all I got.
NIT?
They won the tournament.
Congrats.
Yeah.
Homeboy. Shout out to is it my turn or somebody else?
Your turn.
My turn. Shout out to the greatest crew ever. Four intelligent people, all the sideline people smart too. Shout out to Jay Jizzle, Weekend, Miss Lisa, Superhero Smart. Shout out to the engineer. If y'all didn't know, Tiffy is the engineer. Shout out to the engineer, the producer.
Land Development Design specifically, thank you.
Yeah, and what you do for a living, HM3?
IT work.
Okay, shout out to IT worker. And D-Will, shout out to the greatest music rap star.
Shout him out.
Shout him out to Rick Starr, Pimp Daddy. What's happening? Love y'all guys. See y'all next week. Be careful.
All right, D-Will.
Yeah, man. Shout out to the crew, man. Like I say, man, go download the Man on Fire mixtape, man. It's on live mixtapes right now, man. Rick Star with two R's. We got 35,000 views in 16 days, and we on the indie side.
That's impressive.
That's crazy. All right? No, and so go shout him out, man. Go download the mixtape. Follow me on Facebook, man. Government name, IG, at Coach underscore Real Talk T. Snapchat, at DWill underscore K9. And I'm back on Twitter, baby. Twitter, at Coach underscore K. Cloud9, that's Cloud with a K.
You got kicked off Twitter?
Nah, I had
for a while.
Oh,
okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead. I'll just make sure. Go ahead and go.
I got to get DWill to do my stuff like that because I got all kind of places, Twitter and Instagram now and Facebook.
But
I can't.
Back
page. DWill do it so good. I might have to just get somebody to write all that down.
I got you.
Hey, y'all look for me. I'm going to find you. I'm going to get y'all to find me. So, hey, look for me. That'll be cool if you can find me.
And this is shout out?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, shout out to Wacko, struggling rapper out of L.A. Pick him up in Uber.
What's his name?
Wacko. Wacko. From Wacko. He used to be down with Juvenile them.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's what he was.
Wacko and Skill.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I had him.
He had a big hit, too.
I ain't going to see.
Hey, you know what that big hit was, right?
I dropped him off over Bankhead.
Did you? Juvenile on it.
Steve, don't you know who he had in his Uber,
I
yo?
Wacko.
You had Wacko for
Wacko
and Skill.
Shout out to Uber.
I don't know.
He like, anyway, I don't know, but it was Wacko.
Yeah, I had Wacko, and he said him and 2 Chainz got a mix, some song coming out, so look for that. Wacko, my man.
Appreciate you, Wacko.
Shout out, Wacko.
Go ahead, Tim.
Be the feature.
I want to shout out to all the ladies that listen and support the SRT show. Thanks for listening. Shout out to my dad, Al Boyd. Love you, Pops.
What
shout
up,
out to my boy, Pop. Sean Tolliver, for sharing the post. He lives in Carolina. Shout out for sharing the Sports Roundtable post that I posted tonight so people can listen to the show. Thank you to all the new listeners that we got tonight. I appreciate y'all. Shout out to my boy Tony. We shut down Top Golf on Sunday. We was crushing it out there. So shout out Tony. Appreciate you. We had a good time. And shout out to my crew. You know I love y'all. Y'all my favorite people.
Absolutely. All right, D-Will.
Yeah, hey, I got a quick shout out, man. I want to shout out my wife and father, man, Harold Leslie. He has sarcoidosis. And for people who don't know what that is, that's the same disease that Bernie Mac had. And he's been dealing with it since he was like 28 years old. So he's been dealing, and he's just been having a couple problems with it lately. I just want to shout out to Pop.
There you go.
Shout out, Pop.
We
out. All right, Pop.
And
love
we praying,
you, man.
Pop.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, for appreciate it.
SRT.
You already know.
Yeah, get on the mic. Yeah, Agent 3, you left your mic. Bankhead, legend.
You already know, man. Thanks for tuning in to the show. 8 to 10 each Wednesday. Stay tuned for Epiphany Suite.
Yeah.
10 to 12. Taking y'all through that midnight hour, baby. Romance in the Stone.
Yeah.
You already know. So, again, thanks for tuning in, SRT crew, man. We'll holler at y'all next week as we're about to get up out of here. Hancock, let's roll.
Boogie! I'm headed home, baby.
The jewel of sports is leaving the building.
Bama.
Hey, this is Slick Money. Find yourself a church home. God is good.
You already know, Big Hole for Bankhead, the Bankhead legend, RIP BC. Mom, get well. And if you love the show,
tell a friend.
And if you didn't,
watch out for them trumped up charges.
See you.
He's coming.
Peace.